We're going into the final features of the year here at Scotia Speed World in the CarStar Weekly Racing Series.
So next up is Bandoleros, correct?
Bandolero Beginners.
Bandoleros. Okay, yep. So this is with Brooke Dow and Nathan Langell?
Dylan McMillan,
okay.
Nathan Langell is the bandit. He'll be in the next feature. One more time, ladies and gentlemen. The 11 is Chris Hatcher. And we brought you in because you're in college and you know more numbers than I do. Hello, what is this? This is heat finishes. Wow, Kirby's busy tonight. I've never got heat finishes in the 11 years that I've been here before features. Wow, they're on the ball tonight. Must be Laura. Final features of the season on the Friday night show. Led by the 31 of Cam Mosier. The 88 is Caden Tufts. The 24 is Aiden Christensen. The 4 is Nick Pache. The 71 is Chase McKay. Barring any unforeseen circumstance, he is your Tim Hortons at the Airport Rookie of the Year. The 8 is Dawson Noble. The 92 is Dylan McMillan. The 2 is Jordan Rushton. The 25 car is Gage Gilby. And the 22 is Brooke Dow. Ladies and gentlemen, this time by, we want you on your feet. Grab your hats, grab your jackets, grab your programs. Let's wave these drivers on. And they'll wave back at you, saluting you for coming out and supporting them on Finale Friday. Next time by, we're going green. It's 28 points. That means there needs to be 14 cars in the field, 15 cars in the field. Brooke Dow has already taken the green flag. Unofficially, she is your beginner Bandolero champion here at Scotia Speed World.
Let's see if we can get a first place trophy to match that.
Should mention, too, first female Bandolero champion at this racetrack. So she's looking to follow in your footsteps and Emily Meehan's footsteps in the coming years, but right now she's trying to win a Bandolero championship.
This is a mess.
And that is a mess. That's the green flag. And Jordan Rushton came from, I think, Fall River on that restart to move into second. Aiden Christensen in the 24 is your leader. So a little bit of a mess on that restart. We all get through it. Rushton on the extreme outside. He leads lap number 2. Christensen in a second. It's Chase McKay in third. Dylan McMillan in fourth. And now the 22 of Brooke Dow begins to move. The 22 car, unofficially your champion this year in the beginner Bandoleros. And she looks to the inside of car number 8 and the 92 car. Brooke Dow is coming towards the front of the field. Cam Mosier off the pace in car number 31. He'll follow up down Dylan McMillan to the extreme outside. And now down to the inside of Chase McKay. This will be for position number 3 to pick up a podium spot. Two car around. Oh, and the 71. How did he miss the 2?
Oh, my gosh.
Yellow flag will fly.
I hope one of them guys were wearing a GoPro on the car. That'll be interesting to watch later.
Yeah, we might have to chat with the Russians, and maybe they had something on the car, the 71. But nevertheless, close call, no damage. They'll keep going. We stay under the caution flag with 4 laps completed. You know how that was a big wreck? Ian from Torsec even came out to take a look at that. And now he's going back to his post. So we'll realign the cars. The pace car will come out. And we chatted about it a little bit earlier on. We did the research. There's actually an article in the Herald Wheels tomorrow on Brooke Dow. Third, from what we can find out, third female Bandolero champion in the country.
In the country?
Behind Kelsey Toth and Sarah Thorne.
Okay.
First female Bandolero champion here.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 10 years old. She's one of the youngest champions we've ever recognized here at Scotia Speed World.
Yeah, I think she actually started when she was 8. So she's got all the experience she can get, and she's just going to keep on getting better.
And I chatted with her father, Greg, a little bit earlier. Apparently, she has a speech ready.
She has a speech?
She has a speech.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm excited for this. We usually get speeches at the banquet, which, by the way, is October 28th in Truro.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming to that this year?
I hope so.
I think you've got a second place trophy there.
Maybe. I'm not sure if it counts.
I don't know if it does or not, but Dan Smith is a 6-time truck champion. By the way, congratulations to Dan Smith. And you finished second.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. So fun.
We do want to thank Darren and the folks at Pulse Heavy Duty, though. They were here last week having some fun at the racetrack. Mm-hmm. Great to have great supporters of this sport here at the racetrack. Whether it's one of our divisional sponsors, one of our sign sponsors here on the grounds, or it's a sponsor on one of these race cars going around the racetrack, be sure to support them. Without them, the wheels don't turn.
Yep. Sponsors make the racing world go round.
Absolutely. Joe is back. Now, Joe, I heard there's a party out there. There's Mike. You see Mike Kaplan out there? You can't miss the white pants. He's here.
Yes. I just spoke with Mikey. He's doing really good. He's got a pulled muscle, though.
He's got a pulled muscle.
Yes. He said he's got a little bit of a pulled muscle in his back. He's getting old.
Latin jive is what he does, so that's probably where he pulled it.
You're mean, Tim Terry.
No, he's a dance teacher.
Well, I know, but I don't know if he was doing any kind of Latin jive. I don't know what he was doing.
Oh, that's what he does, though. That's what he teaches.
Yeah. Are you a student?
I am not.
No?
But Cole Butcher apparently is going to be a student when him and Olivia get married.
I can't wait. You got to film that for us.
I don't know if I can or not, but we'll see what we can do. Pace car is in. 4 laps completed. 11 laps to go in the beginner bandoleros. And it's the 24 of Aiden Christensen leading them down. And here comes Brooke Dow. Crossover and Dow to the lead in car number 22. So now the 22 of Brooke Dow is your leader. Obviously, she's unofficially your champion, so she can go out and win this thing, right? She doesn't have to worry about points.
Nope, but she's probably having a heck of a lot more fun than if she was running near the back right now, even though she's going to get the championship.
It's easier to run up front than it is out in the back, right?
Yeah.
Little less pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Rushton trying to get his first podium finish of his career. To the inside he goes on the 71 of Chase McKay. Aiden Christensen in car number 24 is fourth. And Dylan McMillan in car number 92 complete your top five. We're halfway. Dow leads through 3 and 4. 9 laps completed. They put a lap on car number 25. Gilby goes a lap down. Rushton trying to close in. 71 of Chase McKay in third, Aiden Christensen in fourth, and Dawson Noble trying to get past Dylan McMillan for that fifth place spot. This time by 4 laps to go, Brooke Dow continues to pull away. And the 2 is around, it's Jordan Rushton, caution flag will fly. Well, that lead that Brooke Dow had has evaporated. And that was your third-place car at the time. Heartbreak for Jordan Rushton and a heartbreak for Brooke Dow because she's now going to have Chase McKay to the outside. So let's say you're the 71. Chase McKay has never won a main feature here. Mm-hmm. Got Brooke Dow on the inside, who's going to be your control car. She's won 3 features this season. She's got the championship in her back pocket. If you're Chase McKay, do you try to get up on the wheel here and try to steal away your first victory?
Yeah, you definitely want to be good on the start, so try to be even with her as you're coming to the green flag, because if she gets the nose, like if she gets the little bit of a head start on the green flag, she's basically got the right of way.
Aiden Christensen in position number 3. Same deal for Aiden. He's never won a feature here, won a heat race a little bit earlier on this evening. If you're listening to us on Racetime Radio, car looks like Jeff Gordon's number 24 car, so he's got the flames on. It's got to go faster with flames, right? Dylan McMillan in 4th. And 5th is Dawson Noble. He will lock up your Rookie of the Year award presented by Tim Hortons at the airport. He was racing Nick Pache for the award coming in. There was about 42 points between Dawson Noble and Nick Pache. Pache has had a great season. And then Jordan Rushton will go to the rear of the field. He was in your top 3. He's no longer there. He sits in position about 9th or 10th right now. The 25 car is 1 lap down. He'll move up ahead a couple of these cars, and he'll be in position number 7. The Shriners are making their 50-50 draw. Once we have that number, we will let you know. So the Shriners are making their 50-50 draw. We want to support or want to thank the Dartmouth and District Shrine Club for all the work that they do here at Scotia SpeedWorld, selling the 50-50 tickets, and great to have them along for the ride here every Friday night. So once again, this is one of the easier championship battles of the night. Coming in, it's 28 points Brooke Dow leads, so she's not losing any points.
No, it's going to be a different race compared to this one to the sportsman race that's coming up.
The sportsman race, the Bandolero Outlaws coming up in a few moments' time. 2 points between Josh Langell and Austin McDonald. Then you go back to Sam Rogers. There's 5 points between the top three. And that one coming up next. So here we go. Lights out. Four laps to go. It is the 22 of Brooke Dowell, the 71 of Chase McKay, the 24 of Aiden Christensen. Dylan McMillan and Dawson Noble, your top five. Here they come. The beginners have four laps to go. Dow with a great start. They rumble down the front straightaway, and that 22 car got an awesome start. Oh, the two car is around in corner number two. That was close. Caution flag will fly again. We're back under yellow. Caden Tufts was coming square to the door of the two car, and somehow he missed him. So four laps remaining in this one. Brooke Dow trying to lock down that championship. This is her first championship. She's an excitable little individual. Mm-hmm. But do you think she's got any nerves behind the wheel of that 22 trying to win a feature race here?
No, I've talked to her like in the pits before, and she just seems like a calm, cool, collected little kid. So I don't know. You'll have to ask her down in Victory Lane.
Yep.
That's where she'll probably end up.
I think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
That's probably a good prediction right now with four laps to go. But it's kind of cool seeing we had Gabby Dillman in this division. We have Brooke Dow leading and going for a championship. Obviously, yourself and Emily Meehan mm-hmm. got your starts here, have moved up into bigger divisions, you into the trucks and into, well, you had a legend start.
Mm-hmm.
Emily in the legends division, and you guys have both won features at a higher level than a Bandolero. So if you're Brooke Dow, that kind of gives you that little bit of hope, or I don't know what the exact word is, to look forward into your career saying, if they can do it, I can do it too.
Obviously, like the, I don't know what her mindset is, but she's fast. She knows she's fast. She's got this.
So we'll see what happens here. Pace car lights are out. We got four laps to go. See if we can get a rhythm into these final four laps. Brooke Dow at a corner number four. Green flag flies. And now Aiden Christensen takes a look to the inside in car number 24. The 71 of Chase McKay. Battle for second. It's all behind Dow as she pulls away by two lengths. And here comes the 92 to the upside. Dylan McMillan looking to take away a podium finish on this finale night. Christensen up the racetrack. This would be his first feature podium if he can hang on in car number 24. And here comes your rookie of the year, Dawson Noble, in car number 8. Trying to reel in those top three. Sticks in the air this time. Two laps to go for Brooke Dow. Christensen goes wide. And here comes Dawson Noble. Noble to third. Does Christensen have anything left in the tank? Dylan McMillan taking a look to the inside of the 24. White flag flies. Final lap. They come around lap traffic. Battle for third is going to come down to the wire in this one. McMillan to the inside of Christensen. Noble takes away third. They pass Gilby on the back straightaway, but up in front, it's Brooke Dow, your champion for 2017. Takes the checkered flag. Fourth feature win of the year. McKay and Noble, your top three. Can I keep that? Yep. I gotta go down and do Victory Lane. Okay. We'll go down trackside and talk to your top three, your rookie of the year and the champion of this division. Megan, what did you think of that finish?
I thought it was pretty great.
Not a bad way to kick off championship night?
Nope.
We'll ask you to dig out your Shriners 50-50 tickets. $1,146 is the take-home. Your number is 38613. 38613, Shriners 50-50 number, worth $1,146. If you have that, please see our representatives at the hut. Or if you're in the pit area, please see one of our officials. We'll come over here first and talk to your unofficial Tim Hortons at the airport rookie of the year. It's Dawson Noble. What a scramble at the end.
Yeah.
You had the 92 there. You had to pass the you had the 24 there. Aiden Christensen was looking for his first podium. You did a pretty good job.
Yep.
Long season. You're going to come home with the Tim Hortons of the Airport Rookie of the Year. How big is this?
Good.
So now no pressure on your brother to get up there and try to win a race in a couple of minutes?
No.
Congratulations.
I want to thank my sponsors. I want to thank my dad for bringing me to the track every week. And I want to thank Edward Collins Contracting and Eric Noble Trucking.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
It's Dawson Noble. First over here to Chase McKay. Good job, buddy. Second place. Talk about that run at the end because you had two restarts to try to hold off the rest of the field.
Yeah. It was fun.
Very quick field and second place not too bad on finale night.
Yeah.
So now what are you going to do for the rest of the winter?
Oh, I'm just going to try my best to get my car ready for the next summer that I race here.
There you go. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's Chase McKay. Ladies and gentlemen, your first female Bandolero champion at the racetrack is Brooke Dow. First of all, let's talk about this race because you pulled away from the rest of the field. You were awesome on those restarts.
Thank you.
Now, this championship, this is huge. One of the youngest champions ever here at Scotia Speed World, first female Bandolero champion. History in the making. How big is this for you?
Really big. I'd like to thank Steel Auto Group, PPM and Wilson's Equipment, and my mom and dad, my granddad and Nan, and all the fans, Hydraulics plus Bandolero, and you.
And now what are you going to do all winter? You got a long time to celebrate now, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
One more time, ladies and gentlemen, it's Brooke Dow. What a show put on by the beginners. Quick little driver there, Megan. She's going to go places, eh?
Yep. Congratulations, Brooke. If you can hear me. Yeah.
Bandits and Outlaws in their national championship race and their track championship race coming up momentarily on the racetrack. We'll remind you, coming up tomorrow, it's the Dartmouth Dodge 200, round number 12 of the Parts and Trucks Pro Stock Tour. Racing action begins at 4. All the information at maritimeprostocktour.com. We hope you can join us tomorrow here at the Speed World. Emmett is down there greeting our fans. And as if that wasn't enough, here's Jason Foster. Fifteen laps. Bandit Championship's all but wrapped up. Nathan Langell leads that one. 2 points between Langell and McDonald. They'll start at the rear of the field. And 5 points from Langell to Rogers in the 12 car. This one's going to be exciting. Keep in mind, the Outlaws and the Bandits are scored separately. So the Outlaws are racing against themselves. The Bandits are racing against themselves.
But they're all combined in one race?
Absolutely.
Okay.
They'll get doubled up and ready to go. And we'll send them off in style this next time by. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you on your feet. Grab your hats, grab your jackets, grab your programs, grab your signs, maybe grab Emmett. We're going to wave these drivers on this time. The Bandolero Division set to go green in their championship race for national points and the track championship. Give them a wave this time. The 66 is Owen Meyer. The 03 is Colton Noble. Nathan Langell, your Bandit point leader in the 3. Matthew Rushton, the 02. Tanner McLean, your Rookie of the Year in the 61. Danny Chisholm in the 87. Sam Rogers, the 12. Morgan Mosier, 37. 17 is Dylan Dow. 81, Nate Singer, the 27. Is Austin McDonald in the 18. Is Josh Langell. Here they come. 15 laps to decide a track champion. Green flag flies. Owen Meyer leads the overall division and is the top Bandit driver. Nathan Langell in the 3, Colton Noble in the 03, and here comes Dan Chisholm and the 12 of Sam Rogers. And Austin McDonald. Josh Langell needs that position on Matthew Rushton. At this point, the championship is tied between the top two.
Who's got this on tiebreakers? Langell. Josh on the outlaw.
Top four beginning to break away a little bit. Josh Langell, we talk about these two divisions intertwined per se. We have the Outlaws and the Bandits. They're both scored separately even though they're in the same race. Mm-hmm. So there's one car right now in between the 27 and the 18, but it is a Bandit. So that doesn't count towards the Outlaw Championship. Right now they're deadlocked. If they were to finish the way they are, Josh Langell would win on a tiebreaker. So that's how close it is in this division. For McDonald, if he can get by Sam Rogers and put Sam Rogers between himself and Langell, Austin McDonald is the champion. That's how close it is in this division. Right now, Rogers and McDonald are battling for position number 3. And oh, keep in mind, if it were to finish the way it is right now, it would be Austin McDonald and Josh Langell tied. And it'd be Sam Rogers only 1 point back, but that's going to change because here comes Rogers on the outside of McDonald. McDonald picks up the position, and we're halfway home, 8 down and 7 to go. Rogers crosses over McDonald. They're back to being tied. McDonald goes to the inside, door slammed by Rogers. McDonald sideways, that almost cost him a championship. And it's not over. Here comes Josh Langell to the inside. Josh Langell to position number 3 in the Bandits, or the Outlaws, check that. Crossover again. Oh, by the way, Danny Chisholm leads the Outlaw division, and he's chasing down Owen Meyer. They're both looking for their first overall feature victory of the year. They're coming up on Morgan Mosier. Oh, the 18 tags the 27, and Josh Langell passed Austin McDonald. Race control is making the 18 give the spot back. McDonald passed the 18, and now the 18 back to the inside. Championship implications. 2 to go on Owen Meyer. We got one around. Oh, boy.
This changes things a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
Shakes it up.
Nathan Singer around. A caution flag will fly. Now, we got two battles on the racetrack. We have the 66 of Owen Meyer and the 87 of Danny Chisholm. It's a Bandit and an Outlaw.
But it's still for P1.
It's still for P1 overall, and none of them, or neither of them, have won an overall race this year. Mm-hmm. So that's big. As they run right now, Sam Rogers is standing to gain 2 points on Langell. And Langell, your point leader, coming in by 2 over the 27. If it were to end the way it is right now, it would be Josh Langell picking up a championship. But we still got a couple laps to go. Green, white, checker to determine the winner of this one. And we've seen it before. This could get pretty wild, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Danny Chisholm to the outside of Owen Meyer. Danny Chisholm comes in a 4th in the standings. We'll remind you as well that Tanner McLean is in position to pick up the Tim Hortons at the Airport Rookie of the Year Award in the division. Here we go. Lights out atop the pace car. Owen Meyer. He's also looking to take 2nd place in the Bandit division, point standings. Nathan Langell's got that wrapped up. His brother Josh trying to win the Outlaw Division. Sam Rogers to the inside of him and Austin McDonald in 27. Hold your breath, folks. 27 around. Back into the tires. And that will draw the caution.
And he's a championship contender, isn't he?
Yep, and he's not going anywhere with only two wheels on the ground.
Well, no.
No.
Considering the rear wheel drive.
Well, we've seen weirder things happen before. There's still two laps left in this one. And Austin McDonald is hung up on the wall in corner number four, but he went in with the tires. I don't think there's much damage to that thing, unless there's something, maybe he threw a chain or something.
Yeah, the motors are in the back, but I don't see how there'd be much damage. Like, if I were him, I'd just stay out and do your thing.
How many track officials does it take to wiggle a bandolero off the wall? The answer is four. Five.
Five.
The answer's five. There's Austin McDonald. Give it up for the 27, folks. He's not out of it. But he's got a long road to make up some points in a very short time to get there. Austin McDonald, I'm sure, is not happy. 27 off the racetrack. So that leaves Josh Langell and Sam Rogers going for this Outlaw Championship. 5 points coming in between them, and right now there's only one position. Rogers would need to pass the 87. And the 17 is the next Outlaw. Dylan Dow would have to pass the 18 in order for Rogers to win the championship. Okay. We've seen crazier restarts before. Things can happen.
Yes, and I have a feeling Austin McDonald, that is 27, correct?
That is.
Okay, he probably just came in to get a quick once-over, and then they're going to send him back out so he could potentially try to crawl his way back up to the front in two laps. I don't know if that would work.
Here he comes.
Yep.
That's Austin McDonald on the ramp. So we'll remind you the Outlaw drivers in this field. The 87 of Danny Chisholm is your leading Outlaw. The 12 is Sam Rogers. The 18 is Josh Langell. 17, Dylan Dow. 02, Matthew Rushton. 61, Tanner McLean. Where is the 27 car going? And he is going to try to jump the 18. Why did you do that? 27 car disqualified, rough driving. Megan, I know the emotions sometimes get the best of you, but you cannot intentionally use your car as a weapon, and that's...
No.
He went after the 18, by the looks of it.
Yeah, I guess the price to pay is a black flag, but when you're out there, I guess your emotions just blind you. So, although that's really unfortunate, but God...
Well, the 27 driver's out of the car, Austin McDonald. So there's the black flag from Rob Bonus. 27, black flag, rough driving. So now, your leader in the Outlaw division is the 18 of Josh Langell in points. Rogers needs to pass him, as we mentioned. He already has. He needs to put two cars in the Outlaw division in between them. But let's talk about the leaders. How about Owen Maher? He's never won an overall race here. He's won a couple of bandit races, but he's never won an overall one before. So does that put any pressure on the 66 in this restart?
I wouldn't say so. He's looking at the board saying there's two left. Just get a good restart and clear everyone. And everyone's racing their race back there trying to worry about points. And he's just worrying about trying to get a podium. So I think he's in the clear.
And how about Danny Chisholm? We've seen him race around here mm-hmm. a couple of times.
Yep. He
87 cars, never won an overall feature here. So he'll look for that one. Joe, what did you think about what happened over there?
Well, you know what, Tim? When it comes down to championship night, it's all on the line, right? There is no tomorrow. You get that.
Well, the sun will rise tomorrow.
Well, there is, yeah. But for these race car drivers, they, you know, it's the time is now to get it done.
Indeed it is, and it won't be the 27th time. Tough break for him, but you can't be using your car as a weapon to hit other cars.
No, no. You want a snowplow, you got to wait just another month, and then you can do that. But, yeah, I agree. You can't have that. Lesson learned, maybe.
Pulse Heavy Duty, parts for trucks. They sell snowmobile or snowplow equipment, I think.
They do. Yeah. They sell all kinds of it, and hopefully we don't need any of it this year, but you still got to buy it just in case.
Affordable fuels, winter is coming. You need to make sure you stock up on that. Call Steve Williams. Get all your sponsors in one place, and look, it takes something for Jason to come out onto the racetrack.
Yeah, Jay, he looks like he's driven too, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He's going to walk his way onto the racetrack. Did you know Jason has a sign too?
Does he?
Yes.
I'm going to go down there. In just a little bit, I'm going to go down and sit with those fans down there and have some fun.
There's Jason's sign.
There's Jay. The track guy, Jay.
So he's going to do his work down there, and he's going to hop into the back of the cleanup truck. He's doing a lot tonight.
Jack of all trades, and man, can he barbecue.
I didn't get over to the barbecue that night because I know I was busy. You look back on 2017, it's one thing I regret.
Well, it was a blur for you, Tim, but that was one little window that we had when we were out here in Nova Scotia. The hospitality, always off the hook. We had a great time at Jay's house.
So if you're listening, Jay, we need another barbecue before the snow flies. Maybe he can come to Newfoundland next weekend.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time, isn't it? Eastbound International Speedway, last big weekend, and we're going to do it together. It's going to be a blast.
150 on Saturday night for the Sportsman Cars presented by Parts or Trucks, and then the 75 Wounded Warriors Memorial Race on Sunday. Bandolero champions to be crowned legends. Hobby stocks, and of course the sportsman's going to come down to the end of it. Somebody's going to Charlotte. I wonder if Wayne got his suit yet.
Well, I'll tell you what. He has had a remarkable season. He's got to put together two more real good solid nights. I think he's got it in him. But competition.
Three races, though.
Yeah, it is. It's three races, 2 days, and it pressure's on, right?
It is, and of course all those other divisions are really close as well, so... you still have time. I know WestJet just had a seat sale. I don't know if it's still on or not. I think Porter had a seat sale as well. So be sure to dial up your favorite airline and, you know, get a seat over there and come join us on the Rock.
Yeah, it's going to be a hoot. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you're going to see some great racing at a great Canadian speedway. If you haven't made it to Eastbound yet, get out there. Hold on to your hat. You're in for a good one, bye.
Did we sell you yet, Meg?
I'm in. Let's go.
She's ready to go. And Rob's going next week, too. He's bringing the shorts and everything. Are we putting him to work next week?
You know what? Robert would probably love to sit back and speak with Robbie Bonas. What a talented individual. And I know they would have lots to talk about.
Don't talk about him too much, though. His head will expand a little bit.
He's a good one. He's a good starter.
We're getting ready to go here with... two laps to go. We'll remind you the Bandit Championship is all but wrapped up. It's Nathan Langell at the back of the field. There's not enough cars to make up the points for Owen Marr. Rogers needs to get to work in car number 12 to top the 18. Green flag flies, and he's going to go to work to the inside of the 87. That's the battle for the Outlaw lead. 66 of Owen Marr leads overall. There's one spot. He needs one more. White flag flies. Final lap. Danny Chisholm trying to hold on to second. Oh, this could be big. Owen Marr up in front in car number 66. Sam Rogers looking to the inside. The overall win is on the line. Through three and four. Checkered flag. Owen Marr way up the racetrack. And he's still going to take it away. We got a mess over in corner number...
three and four.
Three and four.
Is that checkered? Okay, thank you.
Drivers are okay over in corner number three and four. And as soon as we get that cleaned up, we'll have Victory Lane ceremonies. Unofficially, the Langell brothers will pick up championships.
Hey, Tim, you got the 50-50 numbers down there with you. Can you give it another hit?
38613, your 50-50 number, 38613. $1,146. Ladies and gentlemen, first overall win for the 66, it's Owen Marr. Dylan Dow comes home with position number three and a wild finish for the Bandits. Going to get the helmet and the Hans off. And Dylan, explain to me what happened over there in turn three.
Yeah, Langell sort of got into me, and then 81, I didn't really see what happened. Then he got into him.
You got a bend up front end, but you're on the podium, though, right?
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's Dylan Dow. Colton Noble in the 03. Well, what did you see over there?
Well, I didn't see much.
You motored on for another podium finish?
Yeah, it's a tight race.
Overall, you're happy with the year?
Yeah, it's all right. Could use a championship.
Come on back next year, try it again, right?
Yeah, I'll try.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Colton Noble. Well, the outlaw winner is Sam Rogers, unofficially coming up a couple points short of the championship. But, man, oh, man, what a race between you and the 18 and everybody else there.
Oh, that was a wicked race, Tim. I just got to thank everyone for racing me clean. You know, we had a pretty good year. I wouldn't want to lose a championship to anyone else, so congrats to Josh on that. And, all the hard work was paid off. I got so many sponsors to thank. Farrell's Excavating, High Tech Mechanical, Deke's Transport, Cullen Construction, Perry Murphy Auto Sales, Maritime Car Wash, Dalton Industries, the Iceman, my dad, and all the hard work he puts into it.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Tim.
That's Sam Rogers, your outlaw winner for the evening. Well, let's talk to this young fella because he darn near won himself a feature here, Danny Chisholm. Talk about that run at the end.
It was pretty good. It just sucks that caution had to come out. It really ruined the chance of getting that win, but it was fun. It was fun being out there racing with Owen and trying to run him down.
Up and down season, great way to finish it here on the podium, though, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Danny Chisholm. It's been a long time. Tanner McLean is your rookie of the year. How about that? That was a wild finish to start with.
Yeah, it was.
So coming home with the Rookie of the Year award, I know you put a lot of effort into your car. You had to switch halfway through the season. Let's talk about this season, though. Up and down, but you have to be happy with it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's all I got to say, really. I don't know.
We're coming back next year to try to win this championship?
Yeah. Going to try again in the bando, see how we do, I guess.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Give it up for Tanner McLean, your Tim Hortons at the Airport Rookie of the Year. Your outlaw champion is Josh Langell. You have half the women from Coldbrook here, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that finish, because that was pretty wild.
Yeah, that was a crazy finish. It was a nice close race, and I didn't mean to get into Austin over there. He squeezed me down, and I wasn't going to back out, especially when we're racing for the championship, and I don't understand why he hit me, but it is what it is, and we came out with the championship.
And you and your brother, unofficially, I believe, are coming away with championships here. So that's a pretty big deal for you guys and your grandfather.
Yeah, that's awesome. I wouldn't be able to do it without help from my grandfather, Steve Ettinger, my family, my friends, and everyone else who's helped me this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your outlaw champion is Josh Langell.
Oh,
While we wait for the Bandit champion, Owen Murr is your feature winner, and let's talk about this because I know you've been trying to win an overall weight race. You finally got it here tonight.
Yeah, it was a really good race. I thought Danny was going to get me there at the end, almost.
Big night. Who's on the car?
Affordable Fuels and Metro Home Heating, English Jewelers, K. Hubley Woodworking and Contracting, A1 Towing and Recovery, Sure Courier, Cobblewood Mountain Sports, and Steel Mazda.
And the Turtle.
Yes, the Turtle, too.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Give it up for Owen Murr. First overall feature victory. Dylan Down needs a tow truck. We don't have our Bandit champion out here. Kevin Hopper's out here, though. Megan, was that exciting enough for you?
Oh, yeah. The end of the race was just, I don't even know what happened in 3 and 4, but it was crazy.
Tony, you need to add a microphone to her sign.
Well, we'll work on that for next year, Tim.
Well, she's going to be in a car next year, I think.
Well, it doesn't matter. We'll figure something out.
There you go. Any words to the sign crew, Meg?
My God. Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the sign crew here every single Friday night. And we do not have our Bandit champion out here after what happened in 3 and 4, but ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Nathan Langell, unofficially your Bandit champion. And if that wasn't exciting enough, the Legend cars are coming up next. Megan, you've got some fans out here listening tonight.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a little shout-out to Brett and Bella. They came out tonight, and they haven't been able to stay for a full race in a while, so they're going to try to do tonight.
So there you go, and listening to your announcing tonight.
Yeah.
Tow truck is heading back. So it looks like cleanup is almost completed. 25 laps for the Legends. This isn't going to get wild at all or anything. Coming in, it is 8 points. 8 points between Paul Goulden and Adam Meehan. Danny Harvey sits 11 points back. Comfortable margin, but...
Yeah, you saw what just happened in the last race.
Absolutely. Exactly. And there's more cars here.
Yeah.
Everybody is scored in the same division here.
And these guys go a little bit faster, and they're... really twitchy and out of control.
Yeah, for those that might be new to Scotia Speed World, you've driven a Legend car before. You've driven a truck, mm-hmm. and you've driven a Thunder car.
Yes.
I don't want to say more difficult or more challenging, but that's out of the three.
Yeah, Legend is definitely number one up there. It's a handful. It's a lot more handful than everything else. So
if you can handle a Legend car, you can pretty much handle anything around here, right?
I guess so, yes.
Bus 7 is Jeff Cruikshank from Hansport. Who's the 16 car? You know him.
No, I have no idea who he is.
No,
he's... don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know who he is either. Apparently, he's some Sutherland kid.
Yeah, from Beaver Bank, you know.
Something like that. Them kids from Beaver Bank, I don't know what's up with them.
They're crazy.
Bobby Mack's not here to diss any hometowns this year, so we miss Bobby Mack. He wasn't here last week.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I have no idea. Apparently, he's on a party boat or something tonight.
Okay.
I don't know what's up with that. The 15 is your Tim Hortons at the Airport Rookie of the Year. It's Andrew Lively. Who drives the 75?
That is Emily Meehan.
So, and you've driven that race car before?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know who the 48 is?
48 is Waylon Farrell.
The 98 is... The 98's Craig McDonald. Where's Waylon from?
Newfoundland.
Yeah. Yes, Newfoundland. The 98 is Craig McDonald. The 1 is Danny Harvey from Lance. The 6 is Adam Meehan from Rawdon. The 57 is Paul Goulden from Shelburne. They are your 3 championship contenders. Who drives the 88?
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Okay, let me specify. Who drives the 88 here?
Oh, Nicholas Noggle.
Oh, Nicholas Noggle. Yeah, that's it. The 8 car is Gary Bordage. Mm-hmm. That guy in the 11.
That is Wayne Nichols from somewheres.
Somewheres down somewheres. Sackville
yes,
area.
Yes, yep. That area.
13 is Wyatt McCullough. 72 is Tyler Hawes. 53 is Shelby Baker. The 51 is Cole Butcher. The 08 is Corey Hall. The 58 is Robin Lothers. The 54 is Matt Myers. The 4 is Brennan Peck. And the 68 is Michael Cormier. This time by, ladies and gentlemen, we want you on your feet. Grab your hats, grab your jackets, grab your programs, grab your next door neighbor if you have to. Beautiful field of legend of cars, 21 strong, getting ready to go green, and we want you to wave them on this time. As they come through 3 and 4, Crookshank and Sutherland lead the field. Come on, everybody on your feet. Let's wave these drivers on. They'll wave back at you, saluting you for coming out and supporting them all season long in the CARSTAR Weekly Racing Series. Eight points, Goulden to Meehan. They need three cars between them, and Meehan needs to be ahead of the 57 to force a tie. Danny Harvey is 11 points behind. That's the 1, the 6, and the 57. Green flag flies. We're underway. It's 25 laps. Down into corner number one they go. They're three wide in the middle of the pack. And oh, by the way, this is an NX National qualifier. Waylon Farrell, three wide. They split Andrew Lively. .48 of Waylon Farrell moves to third. Andrew Lively continues to fall like a stone. The 1 and the 57 split him. Here comes the 6. Your three championship contenders are on the move. Danny Harvey in car number 1 ahead of the 57 and the 6. But that's back in position number 6. Look at Waylon Farrell move.
Dylan Sutherland's still up in the front. They're slowly gaining on him because they're racing side by side.
48 car going to escape with position number 2, though. It's about a quarter straightaway back to the 48 of Farrell from Dylan Sutherland. Craig McDonald's in third. Emily Meehan battles with Paul Goulden. Dan Harvey battles with Jeff Cruikshank. And Nicholas Noggle side by side with Tyler Hawes. We've seen some really good Legend Car races here this year, Meg. We've seen some really bad Legend Car races here this year, and we don't like to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen races with a lot of cautions in them.
Yeah.
And we'll knock on wood, so far so good through 5 laps. They're clean and green. They're going to come up on Brennan Peck and put the 4-1 lap down.
So they have 20 laps, or 25 laps, correct?
25 laps 25. Total.
Okay, so they just have to get through 20 more.
19 this time.
Yep.
Clicking them away. Waylon Farrell is closing in on Dylan Sutherland. You know how jacked up Dylan gets after a heat win. How jacked up would he be to get a podium here tonight?
I don't even know. He'd he'd love it.
We might have to send you down to interview Dylan Sutherland happens.
The Beaver Bank crew.
Yep. Oh, 88 around! Caution is out. Noggle around.
I don't think he made any contact, did he?
I don't think he made any contact after he spun. I don't know if there was anybody beside him or not. I was watching the front half of the pack. But nevertheless, what a nice save by Noggle.
Mm-hmm. Bonus points for style saving.
But we don't give those in the championship.
No.
If we did, it might be
everyone
a different picture.
Everyone would be spinning.
Is it the 6 car? We'll look next door, but Adam Meehan is falling to the rear of the field. Confirmation next door, 6 car Adam Meehan to the rear of the field. Hey, Alan Curry is next door. Hold on, I'm going to go talk to Alan Curry. That's what you get. Where is he? So you're enjoying this race?
Absolutely, Tim.
What did you think of that call?
It was the call's the call. You have to go with it.
So who's going to win this one?
51. I think we're going to have to go with Cole on this one.
Cole Butcher, 51 car. He hasn't been in a legend car in a year.
Yeah, I don't think that matters.
Yep. What did you say?
I said Danny Harvey. Danny Harvey.
Are you sure?
Well,
you have time to change your pick.
It might be the 48. Bye. 48. Might be the 48. Might be the 57. I kind of like Emily's pretty good. I think Cole's good. Hang on a sec. Who else can we squeeze in here? I don't know, in other words, Tim.
Well, you have to pick Cole because Ann Butcher's across the table.
Oh, I know. You should have heard her a couple minutes ago.
Yes. Oh, is that what I heard over here?
That's what you heard, yeah. She asked who was driving the 88, and then she said, nah, that's okay.
We'll leave it at that. You guys have fun over here. I'm reminded why I don't go with a microphone over to the VIP lounge anymore. So we have 7 laps completed. Meehan goes to the rear. Noggle goes to the rear. And your leader is the 16 of Dylan Sutherland. They're going to go an extra lap. The one car of Dan Harvey is your leading championship contender, but he needs a little more space between himself and Goulden if it were to end now. Harvey would be second in the points behind the 57 of Paul Goulden. We'll go Green Flag Racing next time by. We have 18 laps to complete this one. Dylan Sutherland looking to win his first Legend of Car main feature. Waylon Farrell looking to win his second feature of the season here in Halifax. And Sutherland is on the hammer. Green flag flies. Looks like a good start, Megan, but look at the 48 of Waylon Farrell to the outside. Looks like Farrell's going to go to the lead. Strong run in that second group. Farrell trying to take it away from the 16 of Sutherland. Sutherland back to the lead, though. Slams the door on Farrell. McDonald in third, chasing down Waylon Farrell. Sutherland now forced to the outside. Farrell leads at the 98 of Craig McDonald. Will move into second, and here comes Dan Harvey. Caution. And it's the 88 up against the wall in corner number 4. It's Nicholas Noggle.
This is exactly what Dylan Sutherland wanted to see.
And for some reason, I hear Alan Curry next door again. He's fairly loud tonight.
Yeah. Someone should do something about that.
Did you know Dartmouth Dodge is where the Maritimes come to save? They're located just off of Portland Street in Dartmouth.
I did.
Yep. They're going to bring out the Hellcat tomorrow, the 707 horsepower Hellcat. You don't have a race car. Maybe Alan will let you drive the pace car.
Oh, my God. I'm down for that.
We're going to have to talk to Alan Curry.
I won't get off the track, though.
You sure?
Probably.
No,
I wouldn't like
not.
Get off.
It's got a lot of horsepower.
Yeah.
707.
I'll take it.
You can find that at Dartmouth Dodge. Where the Maritimes come to say, proud sponsor of the Partridge Trucks Pro Stock Tour and Scotia Speed World. The 48 car is your leader, Waylon Farrell. The 16 is Dylan Sutherland. The 98 is Craig McDonald. 10 laps are completed. We have 15 to go. Dan Harvey in fourth, Paul Goulden in fifth once again. And Goulden is your point leader. Harvey needs a little more space in between himself and the 57. Adam Meehan, a part of the championship hunt as well, but he is mired back in the field after that early caution. Noggle will have to come back from the rear of the field. You'll see him tomorrow in the Partridge Trucks Pro Stock Tour Dartmouth Dodge 200. Driving the SpongeBob SquarePants 08. Have you seen that car yet?
I have. It was at the Atlanta Cat meet and greet.
It was.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's the story behind that?
They wanted to do something different.
Okay.
They wanted to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Nicholas likes the pineapple under the seat.
True. Yep. Okay.
So.
Can't argue with that.
Nope. Can't argue with pineapples.
Especially on pizza.
We're not going to get into that debate.
I love
We're not getting into that
pizza.
Debate. Did you say pineapples on donairs?
Oh my.
Wow, no. No, I'm against that. No. That's possible. We can't talk about food anymore, though, because Brad Mann will be in here thinking we have pizza. So we can't talk about food anymore. There's the 8 car of Gary Bordage back on the racetrack, one of your Tim Hortons at the Airport Rookie of the Year contenders. 15 to go, and next time by, we're going to let him loose. Corey Hall has moved his way up into the top 10. The 08 car in position number 8. Your international semi-pro point leader. Cole Butcher is in ninth, and Tyler Hawes, who took a tumble here last week, runs in position number 10. Beautiful Field of Legends, 15 laps to go. Farrell and Sutherland see the green. Harvey escapes from Goulden, and now Shelby Baker goes to the outside. Baker mired in traffic after two feature wins this year. He had to start scratch on the field. McDonald loose at a corner number four. The 16 of Sutherland is there. Harvey to fourth, Baker to fifth, and here comes Corey Hall. Halfway home for Waylon Farrell. '57 of Paul Goulden to the inside of the 08 of Corey Hall. Baker tries to power around the one of Dan Harvey, and here comes Cole Butcher. Top three have broken away from this battle for position number four. It's Baker on the outside. He'll take fourth for the time being, and Corey Hall will follow him through. Harvey once again nose to tail with Paul Goulden. McDonald and Farrell battled here early in the season for the Scotia Tire 50 win. And now on Finale Friday, McDonald is trying to take a win away from Farrell. Harvey under fire from Butcher, Meehan, Goulden, and Hawes. Battles all over this racetrack. Eight laps to go. Goulden and Meehan around. That's Emily Meehan in the 75. Caution will fly. It's no fault. Paul Goulden involved in a championship. Oh, boy. We'll send the cleanup crew out to assist.
Danny, I think. 3 points back, Danny is. That's after the heats.
They will try to get them disconnected. Alan Curry is trying to prevent my math skills right now. The prize hasn't gone yet for the 50-50. Did you check with Alan Curry? Your 50-50 number once again is 38613. 38613, the Shriners 50-50. It's worth $1,146. And if you don't claim it here tonight, the prize is held for 90 days, which, in case another draw, would be made from those tickets. So 38613 is your 50-50 number. Hang on to your tickets. If we don't have a winner, we'll make another draw after 90 days. So Goulden gets untangled. Harvey is pacing in sixth. Meehan is pacing behind the one. Unofficially, if it were to end the way it is right now, Dan Harvey would be your champion.
One of the older guys.
Yes, one of the oldest guys out here, besides yep. Cy, and Cy's not out here. It's about 20 points in between those two. I'm trying to count them roughly. And Danny needs 11. There's still a little ways to go. There's nine laps to go. Paul Goulden is going to have the drive of his life. Coming in, Adam Meehan is 3 points back of Dan Harvey. So essentially, Dan Harvey needs to only have one car between him and Adam Meehan. to beat the six car in points. We're trying to figure out where Paul Goulden needs to go. He's going to go up to the outside of the next row. Right now, it's 20 points. The difference between Dan Harvey and Paul Goulden. So he needs to pass four or five cars. He's got nine laps. He should be able to do it, but it's easier said than done up here than it is on the racetrack, right?
Yep, because there could be plenty of cautions like we have just been seeing.
He's got to be right behind
Danny. Danny Harvey needs one car between himself and Adam Meehan. Adam Meehan needs to be on the back bumper of the one of Dan Harvey to pass him in points. Green flag flies. We're back underway for nine laps. Oh, boy. They funnel down into corner number one. Harvey on the outside for sixth on Corey Hall, and here comes Butcher. Cole Butcher on the inside of car number one. Goulden has made zero ground. Meanwhile, Farrell leads McDonald and Baker.
And Sutherland.
And Sutherland in fourth. Danny Harvey needs to get up on the wheel. Comes down in front of Noggle, slams the door on the 88. Noggle trying to go to the outside. He can afford to lose one. Six car of Adam Meehan, watch the six car as well. The battle for the points is close. The battle up front is Waylon Farrell with five laps to go on car number 48. Goulden has made up one more spot. Danny Harvey can't afford to lose anymore.
Goulden's got it by 1 point.
Unofficially, if they finish the way they are, Goulden's got 1 point. Adam Meehan needs this spot on Tyler Haas. Harvey got Sutherland around. Caution. Caution is out for Dylan Sutherland. That's a heartbreak for the 16. Did you see that?
No, but I do know this is the best race he's driven this whole entire year, so...
It's still not over yet.
Yeah, but let's trying to get back through like a 21-car field with four to go.
Gonna be tough.
Yeah.
Michael Cormier is stopped over there in the old Gary Bercy ride. And there's Sutherland. So right now, as it stands, Megan, Danny Harvey has 1 point on Adam Meehan.
So there's a 1 point difference for the championship?
And the 57 of Paul Goulden is 10 points behind Dan Harvey. Danny Harvey needs to gain 11. Sutherland to pit road. So right now, unofficially, 1 point. Goulden up on Harvey. And where is Paul Goulden going?
He wasn't ahead of them.
Goulden may be talking to Andrew Lively about something. Field will double up down the back straightaway. So once again, Danny Harvey needs one more car. Paul Goulden, if he can pass a couple more cars, would be safe for a championship. And oh, by the way, Waylon Farrell's leading this race in car number 48. 53 is Shelby Baker in second, Craig McDonald in third, Corey Hall in fourth, and Cole Butcher in fifth. Sixth is Nick. Where did Nicholas Noggle come from? He's in sixth. Wow, where did he come from?
He made contact with the wall earlier.
He did. He's been back to the front, back to the front, and now he's back to the front again. Ooh, this one's going to be a doozy.
So let me get this straight. The winner of this race qualifies to go race in where?
Las Vegas. Bullring at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Lot on the line.
Corey Hall's going to be there. He's already won his national qualifier. Who will join him as a provisional starting spot in Vegas? Farrell and Baker on the front row. Four to go. Green flag flies. Farrell leads it down the back straightaway. Watch Paul Goulden. Goulden controls his own destiny right now. If he can get by Cruikshank, he'll be two more to the good at two laps to go. Meehan has made no ground on Dan Harvey. Goulden in championship position as he runs around 10th. White flag flies, final lap for Farrell. Meehan loses one spot to Andrew Lively. It won't matter in the championship battle. Down the back straightaway, it's going to be Waylon Farrell through 3 and 4 and into victory lane. Out of 4, Goulden picks up a couple of spots. 6 points in between. Unofficially, it's Paul Goulden by 5. And just to think that battle was exciting, sportsmen are up next. Waylon Farrell going to light it up down the back straightaway. Paul Goulden pulls up unofficially by 5 points as your champion. Well, we'll talk to Corey Hall first. I don't know how crazy it was inside the race car, but it was crazy for us upstairs. Talk about that race.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. We come up through the field good. The car was good. This is the first run on it, so minor bugs to work out. Congrats to Waylon on the win and Shelby on second. It was fun battling up through the field. Congrats to Paul on the championship. That was awesome. I was scared something stupid was going to happen to him, and it kind of did, but it ended up working out for him in the end. He definitely earned it. He's most consistent, and I was hoping for the win this year, but, hey, championship's pretty good for him, too. So, got to thank GS Racing, Total Lubricants, Dad, obviously, just everyone that makes this happen. It's pretty cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Corey Hall. We'll go over here to Shelby Baker. Second place run. Exciting little run for you.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, considering the starting position, I think we did pretty good. Something happened to the car about halfway through the race, and I couldn't really get it to turn anymore, but I'm happy with the way things turned out.
You have to be happy with your season?
Oh, absolutely. It was a rough start, but, you know, it's my first year back, so I'm happy with how it went. And got to thank my sponsors, Atlantic Tilt Load, Top Construction, Apple Auto Glass, Coastal Restoration, Schooner, you know, everybody at Butcher Racing, everyone that makes this all possible.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Tim.
That's Shelby Baker. Waylon Farrell, second checker flag of the season here at Scotia Speed World. Congratulations.
Thanks, Tim. It feels good.
Looked easy up in front there. Restarts were good.
Yeah, it was easy, I guess you could say, but I was expecting a bump and run or some kind of a special move.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Tim.
It's wait. What? What's that?
I'd like to thank everyone who helped today and all season. Cody and Jakey and Greg and whoever helped Farrell's Excavating for sponsoring me.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, see you, Tim.
There's Waylon Farrell. Ladies and gentlemen, unofficially, it's 5 points. Paul Goulden's your champion. Well, that was an exciting way to win yourself a championship.
Yeah, it was a little hectic there at first, and I kept counting the cars in front of me and picking them off for sure. Boy, I'll tell you, this is one for the ages, isn't it?
5 points.
Yeah, 5 points made it. Boy, I'll tell you, it's exciting.
Not bad for a young man like
you,
eh?
No, for sure. Number one, I'd like to thank all the sponsors on the car for sure. I know there's some Cotter's Ocean Products in the stands. GNS Racing, Gorham and Smith families, and to thank my family most of all for following me the way they do. They love racing and have the passion just like I do. And this is also for my cousin who's in Austria who's with me all summer, and he's not here now. This is for you, Corey.
And I'm sure he's listening on Racetime Radio. Congratulations.
Yeah, he's definitely watching. Anyways, my wife and my daughter and Matt, all the family that follow along with me, thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Paul Goulden, your champion. And over here quickly to Andrew Lively. Rookie of the year, buddy. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was an exciting race. The last couple of races, you've really turned it on.
It has. We made some big improvements. Thanks to Shane, for sure, because we borrowed a few parts for him after the engine issue. So I got to thank all my sponsors. They're number one, for sure. Green Arbor Landscaping, for sure. Precision Hydraulics, Priority Water, Presidential Ventilation, and then Strictly Hydraulics, for sure, too, and all the others.
Congratulations. See you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
That's Andrew Lively. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your Tim Hortons at the Airport Rookie of the Year. Affordable Fuels and Metro Home Heating present the Late Model Sportsman Division. They are up next. Okay, Megan, Matt Vaughn, Jordan Vino, who do you got in the championship?
I got to say Matt Vaughn. Just like we used to race together, so obviously.
The beer garden, I think, is full of Matt Vaughn fans.
Woo!
Wow. You can hear them all the way from Fall River. The 74 is Tony Leonard. The 60 is Darren Wallage. The 0 from Church Point is J.P. Arsenault. The 37 is Brentley Perry. The 71, Chris Dingle. 54, Kirk Ryan. 90, Wayne Miller. 22 from Antigonish, Jeffrey Breen. The Bounty Hunter. The 44 is Russell Smith Jr. Your points contenders, will remind you, it's 5 points. Jordan Vino needs to find 5. Matt Vaughn needs to hold off Jordan Vino. The 1 is Harry Ross White. The 24 is Adam Carter. 01, Joey Livingston. 96, Tony Mason. 99, Phil Barkhouse Jr. Second place finisher last week, the 14 is Alex Johnson. The 94 is Devin Smith. 53, Steve McPhee. The 10 is Richard Salter. The 38 is Travis Roma. And the 4 is Aaron Bootlair. Wow, what a field. Biggest field in a weekly show we've had all season. Ladies and gentlemen, this time by, let's salute this field of sportsman drivers and give them a wave off. Everybody on your feet, they'll wave back at you, saluting you for coming out and supporting them all season on the CARSTAR Weekly Racing Series. 22 cars. We had 26 at the 150. Biggest field of weekly sportsman competition right here at Scotia Speed World. Pace car is in. Tony Leonard and Darren Wallage. The veterans lead this 38-lap field to green. Brentley Perry around. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Rossi involved. He might have got around it.
Vino and Vaughn made it through that, though.
Barely made it through on that inside. Richard Salter involved. The 54 of Kirk Ryan is stopped over there. Brentley Perry gets rolling again. And that's Jeffrey Breen that went for the twirl around in corner number 4 of the 22 car from Antigonish. Well, it's bound to happen at some point. And right now, the first incident, Vino and Vaughn get through cleanly.
And it's not even lap one.
Well, it is lap one. We just haven't completed it
well,
yet.
Well, yeah, same thing. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Okay. I have an idea. So if you're keeping score, the sign crew is down, well, I shouldn't say down one driver. But they've got a lot of work to do. Brentley Perry going to the rear for that one. I see some of our Bandolero drivers have joined us over there. Dawson Noble and Colton Noble over on this side. There's Colton down there, along with a few of his friends. Look, we've got half the Bandolero division over here now. Okay, so while we have a little bit of an opportunity, let's talk about the Partridge Trucks Pro Stock Tour.
Let's do it.
You've watched as a fan, Sean Turple, Cole Butcher going for a championship. There's 41 points in between the two. Turple leads. Who do you think wins the championship tomorrow?
Well, you said there's a 41-point gap. So.
And it's the same point system as here in Halifax.
Yeah, and I'm guessing there's only going to be, like, what, a 25-car count?
24 cars.
24, okay. Unless one of them, like, wrecks early.
Yep, that's kind of what we're thinking. Yep. Turple has an advantage. Three wins on the year. He's had a great season, as is Cole Butcher. He won the Atlantic Cat 250 here. You look down the list, Greg Proud, third in points, win at Oyster Bed Speedway this year.
Is he in contention?
He's
or
third
no
in points. He's a little too far
but,
back.
Yeah, but...
But he's ran good. Craig Slawn White has run good. Broke a track bar adjuster last week at Riverside. Was battling with Donald Chisholm. Donald Chisholm won that race last week. He'll be here. Braden Langell will be here in a pro stock.
Was that the race Matt Crafton was at
Yes,
Riverside?
It was. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yep, Matt Crafton was at Riverside last week. It's going to be a big field. Sarah McKay is here.
Right.
Greg Fay has made the haul from St. Stephen, New Brunswick, to be here tomorrow. It's going to be a great race tomorrow. If you can join us here at the Speed World, we start at 4. Autograph session tomorrow as well for the Partridge Trucks Pro Stock Tour. Then we go racing for 200 laps presented by the folks at Dartmouth Dodge. Maritime League of Legends Tour are here tomorrow as well. Are you going to be here tomorrow?
I'm not sure about that. I'm like 50% sure. I'm 50% on the fence. Sure. I'm on the fence.
Well, what would be more important than the season finale for the tour?
I don't know. College takes a toll on you. You just want to sleep all the time.
I understand. After a long season, I want to sleep too, but you can't do it. Pace car is in. We're getting ready to go back to racing in the late models, 21 strong, rounding 3 and 4. Green flag flies. We're back underway to try to complete lap number one. J.P. Arsenal on the inside of Chris Dingle side by side. The 90 is Wayne Miller to the inside of Jeffrey Breen. Breen was off track in corner 3 and 4, but it looks like they gave him back the spot, maybe trying to avoid the wreck there. The 90 of Wayne Miller sideways. Vino in the middle, almost 3 wide. Yellow is out. Is that Steve McPhee? 53 car from Yarmouth around. And that will draw the caution. Tough break for Steve McPhee. Races every second Sunday at Lake Dowsett Motor Speedway, just outside of Yarmouth. They race on Sunday for the fun day. It's about a 3-hour drive from here. I would know because I'm doing it Sunday.
So you have a full schedule this weekend.
Full schedule this weekend.
Full schedule.
Champions here tonight, champions tomorrow, and then Lake Dowsett Motor Speedway on Sunday. Where's the Yarmouth fans? I know there's a few here. There they are, right down here, waving his hand. I'm excited to get back there to Lake Dowsett. Couple of drivers on the apron avoiding the cleanup crew. A little bit of stay dry being put down. Your father raced there before.
In Yarmouth?
In Yarmouth. Didn't he? Him and Dan went down
six or seven
or 8 years ago?
Yeah, long time ago.
I mean, that was a long time ago. He's long retired from racing now, right?
Well, I don't know. He made a debut like earlier this season
in the truck,
in the heat race. Yeah.
Yeah.
How
did that go? Remind the fans.
You
still had a truck to race the feature.
Yeah, barely.
Yeah, barely. So maybe we'll have to get him in it. Maybe that's why you guys are going to Petty. He hasn't told you yet, but he's getting in the truck.
I hope that's not the case.
Probably for the fans of Petty, I hope that's not true either. That would be a show, though. They're having their Mike Stevens Memorial coming up next Friday and Saturday. We're done here at the Speed World this weekend. So if you're looking for something to do next Friday and Saturday, the Mike Stevens Memorial, 200 laps for Pro Stocks on a Saturday, Friday night. Street stocks, mini stocks. I think the women on wheels are going to be there as well. Bandolero action. Look at this. We've got chicken wings.
You and Megan. You guys get 2 each and a cookie.
And 2 wings and a cookie.
Yeah. 2 wings and a cookie.
Wait, Brad Mann's not here yet, is he?
No, it's foggy. That's going to delay him, too.
Have you ever seen Brad Mann drive on the highway?
Yes, I have. I drove with him last week. The guy is a true professional.
I followed him from Tooannigan-ish one day up to the test session for the 250, and let's just say the old Nissan couldn't keep up.
No, I don't. That guy drives fast.
If he drove that way, well, he did drive that way on the racetrack. Seven-time champion.
Yeah, spit it out.
I was going to say seven-time pro stock champion, but I think he's won some in sportsman, too, so.
Yeah, dynamite stuff. He's going to be here tomorrow. The whole Tim, we're going to have a blast tomorrow.
We are.
Yeah, I can't wait. You guys are doing a great job tonight.
We're trying.
Yeah, Alan Curry is fired up out there.
Oh, we know.
As always.
We know.
Fired up. I'll tell you what. It's cool.
I haven't heard him for a little while. Is he still awake over there?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Alan. Let him know.
I think he fell asleep.
I heard that.
He's talking.
I heard that. Yeah. So who's going to win this race?
Well, you know what? We were talking about it out there. The 11 is the consensus. Everybody's sort of taken Jordanica.
What about the rookie? The 08?
Well, the 08, I think, is going to do a really good job. But who I was looking at, and I know he's kind of deep in the field right now, but that 38 car has always been near and dear to my heart. Love watching him. He is going to be dynamite in this race, and how can you not take Aaron Butler? He is incredibly quick here. You got so many good cars, it's going to be a great race when they get going here. A little bit of fog coming into the racetrack. Wouldn't be a race out here in the Maritimes without a little bit of fog.
Yeah, a little bit of fog surrounding the racetrack. Front straightaway looks clean. It's just the back straightaway that has a little bit of fog on it.
This is nothing compared to eastbound. When the fog rolls in at eastbound, you can barely see the front stretch. This here is just like a little bit of a light fog. This here is just a warm-up.
Make sure that doesn't roll in next week, because I want to see the tower from Chad Lawrence's trailer.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful weather next weekend. Nice and warm, sunny, and it's going to be incredibly dry out in the rock for a big finale weekend. It's going to be off the charts.
It's going to be great. Come on out and join us. I'm sure there's still a couple of flights that are still available to head out there Friday or Saturday. 2 days of racing. Everything's winding down now. What's going on in Ontario? Because I know there's some champions to be crowned up there too, isn't there, this weekend?
Oh, yeah. APC is going to crown their champion tomorrow at Delaware Speedway. Of course, Brandon Watson has just been tearing it up in APC this year. He is the man to beat. I don't think anybody can touch him in that race tomorrow. But look for maybe a different feature winner, but it'll be tough to beat Brandon. And we got lots of great races coming. Autumn Colors Classic weekend, Velocity 250 weekend at Sunset Speedway. Flamborough Speedway still coming up. Oktoberfest, Frost Fest. Mike Schmidt always does a great job with that. There's a ton still to come.
And we're getting ready to go back to racing here. Lights out, pace car down. Tony Leonard going to lead us to green. 37 laps to go. We're back underway. Vaughn on the outside, going to get the jump on Vino. The rookie on the outside, Matt Vaughn, going to try to pick up some more points here. And Harry Ross White begins to move in car number one. Haas to the inside of the 11. Up front continues to be the 74 of Tony Leonard and the 60 of Darren Wallage. Wallage trying to take it away from the 74 of Tony Leonard. J.P. Arsenault in a third. Dingle in a fourth. And Jeffrey Breen, the Napa Sportsman Series regular from Antigonish, runs into fifth. Behind them, side by side, Vaughn and Miller, Vino and Haas. But up in front continues to be the 74 of Tony Leonard on the inside. Darren Wallage driving for Alex Painting in car number 60. Trying to take it away on the outside. Darren Wallage, back-to-back sportsman champion a couple of years ago here. Trying to make it happen. Jeffrey Breen, all kinds of sideways in the pins bowling, number 22. The 08 of Matt Vaughn for Aerotech Engines and All East Mechanical. Taking a look to the outside. Wayne Miller, the 90 car, a little sideways down into corner number one. Vino on the outside holds that advantage. Aaron Butler started scratch on the field. He's already up into the top 10. 08 car of Vaughn now trying to work his way around Jeffrey Breen. He's got Jordan Vino in tow. Vino knows he's got to go. It's still early in this one. But he needs 5 points between himself and the 08 car of Matt Vaughn. Tony Leonard to the inside. Darren Wallage continues to go to the outside. They've been that way since they've dropped the green flag. J.P. Arsenault closing in car number zero, trying to make this a three-way battle for that top spot. Chris Dingle's had a great season in the 71. Had a podium in the Shriners Classic, and he's trying to chase down those top three. And Breen, currently holding off the two championship contenders. Vino works to the outside in car number 11. Vino trying to make the move on Matt Vaughn. 10 laps completed, 28 to go. Side by side, still up in front. 60 car of Alex Painting. Darren Wallage behind the wheel this evening. Trying to take it away from Tony Leonard. 22. Sails it in on the 71. There was almost a little bit of contact between he and your point leader. Vino now to the outside of the 22. This is the break that he needs. He's got Harry Ross White following him. Vino needs 5 points. If it were to end now, he'd be your champion. Caution is out. 24 of Adam Carter around. Black car, foggy racetrack. Everybody go high. So we'll go back to the last completed green flag lap. Oh, Tony. Joe Chisholm wants to see his sign again. He's going to make you famous on Twitter. He's got the camera out. He's looking, Joe. Be patient. He's going to come down for the thunder feature. There you go. Look at that. Yep. There. Thank you, Tony. He'll be down in a few minutes. Yep. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's incredible. It really is. These fans out here, dynamite.
Now, when you owned Sauble, I'm sure there were some drivers that made signs for you. But this is the first time a fan's made a sign for you?
It is. And you know, the ones that the other guys used to were pictures of hands, but not all the digits were there.
There were just one missing.
They
were giving you the thumbs up.
There was only one in use.
We'll say it's the thumb for PG rating at the racetrack. Field is doubled up. And for those listening on Racetime Radio, the fog continues to roll in. I can see turn two. Barely. I can see the Pepco Fuels and the Dartmouth Dodge billboards in the back straightaway. Barely. I can't see the back gate. I can't see the Alt Hotel. Usually on a clear day, you can see the airport.
Usually. But you know what? We can see these cars, and that's great.
Vortex theory, right?
That's exactly what it is. Rob Bonus is going to get that vortex going. Oh, wait, or pardon me, 90 back on the track.
That's Wayne Miller returning to the racetrack. Once again, we remind you, as they run, well, there's no cars between Vino and Vaughn as it runs now. 3 points to the good for Matt Vaughn. We go back to the last completed green flag lap. We're underway. 74 of Tony Leonard, the 60. Of Darren Wallace, they've been side by side since we dropped the green flag 13 laps ago. Barkhouse returns to the racetrack. The zero of J.P. Arsenault battling with the 71 of Chris Dingle. 22 of Jeffrey Breen alongside the 11 of Vino. If Vino can get that spot, it'll help his point situation. And here comes Harry Ross White, the Pache Motors car number one. On the outside of Matt Vaughn. Vino, if he can clear the 22 and put the 22 in the one between them, that would be what he needs to pick up the championship. Continues to be the 74 of Tony Leonard. This is the first time that he's had the full advantage of the lead. Now it's a length back to the 60 of Darren Wallage. And J.P. Arsenault in position number three, Joe.
Unreal out here, Tim Terry. These guys are flying around this racetrack. Scotia Speed World 17 in the books of a 38-lap race. This is championship night, and you can feel it here at the racetrack. These guys are doing a great job. Watching the 74 and the 60 of Wallage, That was amazing. Side by side, this battle is just heating up.
Halfway home, too. 19 down and 19 to go. Your top three trying to break away from Dingle, Vino, and Harry Ross White. Matt Vaughn makes the move on Jeffrey Breen. That's the move that he needs. It's 1 point to the good for Matt Vaughn, but it continues to roll back and forth. The 11 of Jordan Vino needs to make a move on Dingle to bring him back into championship contention as they dive it down into one.
Your top five, six, seven cars are kind of nose to tail. Whoa, the 38 gets real, real loose off turn four. He gathers it up. That got tense to him.
.38 now battles with that 94 of Devin Smith. The 37 of Brentley Perry up in front. Top three have checked out. From the battle for fourth, Vino needs this one. The 71 of Dingle trying to hold off the 11. Closing in on the end of the race, but we still have some laps to go. 15 to go. This time by Harry Ross White on the back bumper. The 71 of Chris Dingle. The 11 of Jordan Vino to the outside. And Matt Vaughn, Joe, is waiting for something to happen.
Unbelievable racing here. You can see the 11 and the 71, a mirror image on lap 23. As they go across the line, that time you could give it to the 11. And how about the one right in there as well, Tim? We got a logjam back in that fourth spot.
When's the last time you saw Harry Ross White give up?
And never, never. Exactly. Harry keeps the foot firmly planted to the floor.
Haas goes to the outside. He puts a spot between himself and the 71. The good news is that if he can get up past Jordan Vino, he'll be in fourth. The bad news is that if Vino lets it go, he might lose the championship.
You can bet Jordan's going to keep his foot right to the floor as he exits turn number two and down the backstretch. The 11 kind of looks comfortable right now, Tim. He hasn't got a lot of time left, though.
And neither does the 08. Matt Vaughn moves to the outside of the 71. And Chris Dingle, the Hans Realty, go with Bo, number 71. Going to lose one more spot behind them. They're almost three wide. Breen, Ryan, and Aaron Boudlier trying to come to the front of the field. 10 laps remaining in the sportsman season. And right now, as it stands, Vino needs one more spot. It's J.P. Arsenault, three lengths out.
Yeah, he's got to go, and he's got to go now. If he's going to get this job done, Tim, he's got to go. Lap 29 now on the racetrack here at Scotia Speed World. A little bit of fog on a Friday night for these guys. I don't know whether it's affecting the racetrack, but you can definitely see these cars loosening up a wee bit.
Can you feel it in the air?
You can't. I can't really. It's a beautiful night out here.
Harry Ross White trying to make the move on Jordan Vino. Vino needs that one spot in the zero. He can't lose anymore. Jordan Vino on the outside skating on that second groove. They put some tack up there, but it doesn't look like it's saving Jordan Vino. Harry Ross White to the inside. Vino can't afford to lose this spot. Right now, Matt Vaughn in championship position with six to go. JP around in the zero. Caution will fly, and oh boy, we're going to re-rack him and restack him for a restart with looks like six to go.
Yeah, tough, tough deal here, Tim. Watching that kind of intently, I had it keyed right in. It didn't look like there was too much contact there. The zero extremely loose off the corner. And, of course, the one and Jordan side by side, neither one was going to lift. The zero did go around, and the caution flag is flown here on lap 32, championship night at Scotia Speed World for the sportsman cars.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
Did you check your 50-50 tickets yet?
I did.
Well, we still are looking for the winner, holding 38613.
38613. If that's your number, good news is you won the 50-50. Bad news is you're buying.
What are we buying?
I don't know. I don't know. Tickets to tomorrow night's. How about the Dartmouth Dodge 200? Tomorrow is going to be off the charts.
Well, it's going to be off the charts. This one here is off the charts, too. Legends, Waylon Farrell trying to wrap up a championship tomorrow. Sean Turple trying to wrap up the Pro Stock Championship.
Now, Tim, what's the math on tomorrow's race? What's Turple got to do?
perfect storm, meaning that Turple doesn't run his heat race and Cole Butcher goes out and sweeps, it would be Turple needing 11th in the feature.
Wow.
He runs the heat, obviously, that changes. If he leads a lap, that changes the number. There's 24 cars coming tomorrow, so you can do the math on that one.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. This would be Sean Turple's third title.
Third championship.
Yeah.
First since 2012.
Yeah, think back a year ago, Tim, and the struggles that Sean Turple had, even here at home. That car didn't work exactly the way it is this year. This year, Turple's got that machine just rocking on this speedway.
I see some Matt Vaughn fans starting to form near the front of the tower here. As it runs, one car in between Vino and Vaughn. He needs one more. Unofficially, it's 1 point up Vaughn over Jordan Vino if it were to end the way it is now. Over a 10 race season, it's hard to go and try to find 1 point. Green flag flies. They dive it down into corners number one and two. Tony Leonard is your leader. Darren Wallage in second. Vino in third. To the outside, it's Harry Ross White. Matt Vaughn by himself in fifth. They fan out behind them. Aaron Boutlier trying to come to the front of the field. Top five running away. Here comes Kirk Ryan in sixth. Vino needs to start to move. Oh, we got one hard into the wall. It's Richard Salter. He got air on the back straightaway. Hard hit. Yellow flag out.
Yeah, he backed it in, Tim, right along that backstretch on the exit of turn number two. But halfway down the backstretch, car snapped sideways on him, and there was contact. And, man, that car got airborne. He has got it refired. Kind of looks like he's just waiting for the traffic to go by. And he'll twirl that machine around and get back into this one. Just, six laps left to go in the season.
It was a Chevrolet SS. It almost looks like a Chevrolet Volt right now.
Yeah, a little shorter.
It's a little shorter in the back end. Cleanup crew will go to make sure Richard Salter is okay. We look back at the front of the field, your championship, it hasn't changed. It's 1 point for Matt Vaughn if they were to finish the way it is now. Entered with 5 points. There's 4 points in between them, and Richard Salter's going to pull away. Salter's had a fast car all season long, was on the podium a couple weeks ago. And we'll bring Megan in on this one. You get your first podium finish. You've got speed in the race car. How much confidence does that get you at the end of the season to try to really push and get some more podium finishes?
A lot. Like, just speaking from personal experience, once I got my first win under the belt, I just felt a lot more like, you can do this. Like, it's possible. So
the monkey is off the back,
yes,
per se.
Yes, yes.
So we'll see what happens here. It's the 10 car. It comes down past the front straightaway. What's your take on that one?
Looks more like an accordion than a race car.
Yes. I'm not fluent on an accordion. Joe, do you know how to play an accordion?
I don't, Tim, but I can tell you the number 10 would be real happy if he was at a racetrack like Daytona. That spoiler up nice and high in the air. He'd had lots of rear downforce, but here at Scotia Speed World, maybe not desirable.
But Richard Salter's going to try to take it to the end. We have 6 laps to go. Megan, do you think Vino can get that one spot and try to win the championship?
I don't know. Everything I've called so far has been wrong, so I don't really want to jinx
anyone.
So
you don't want to jinx him. Okay.
I think the only way the 11's going to do it is if he starts using some brute force on this restart and gets, you know, maybe the 74 loose ahead and then dives the big bonsai down the inside. It's possible. And if it's possible, you know Jordan Vino's thinking it right about now. As the pace car hits pit road, the field exits. Oh, and he spins the tires on the restart.
Vino spins the tires off. The pace is the 11 to the infield, and this could be the championship for Jordan Vino. No caution. 33 complete. Vino is going to come to a slow stop down the back. Yellow is out. Caution,
tough deal for the 11.
of Jordan Vino. Something went amiss with that race car on the exit of turn four, just as they were picking up the green flag. Don't know whether he spun the tire. It's got to be a transmission or an issue somewhere in the back end of that race car, because he is stopped now in the middle of turns three and four. And it looks like the 11's going to need some assistance, Tim.
And I see him moving around in the race car. The push truck will give an assistance to driver number 11. I know they had a leak in practice. Ladies and gentlemen, give Jordan Vino a round of applause. Great season for car number 11. And we're not saying it's over yet. Megan, they could still go back and get that thing fixed and bring it back out if it's something simple.
Yeah, they might not get the championship from this, but they could still, like, finish. They won't get a DNF.
And Matt Vaughn still has to finish. He got boxed in behind the 11.
Yeah, what's the point difference? Who's contending with Matt now?
Travis Roma would be next up, and he's about 50 points or so behind.
Okay.
So it's Vaughn or Vino. And the 11 has just cleared the tech shed. And his pit is all the way over on the far end. You can see the lights on the cleanup truck, or at least we can see the lights on the cleanup truck.
And they are just starting to cross the map.
They are
now
doubling it up. They're not waiting.
I don't think that would matter. The way that 11 car sort of came to a stop, Tim, I think it's kind of terminal for him.
Just you and me, Joe. Megan is going to get cookies.
Ah, yeah. They're good, too.
I haven't had mine yet. I've been kind of busy.
33 laps in the books, 38 laps the distance. Rob Bonus shows the field one to go. Lights will go out on top of that beautiful Dodge, and it'll work its way through turns one and two. So will the field. You know the butterflies are flying.
I can tell you the 08 fans here in front of the tower are on pins and needles still. Well, maybe breathing a little bit easier right now. Here they come, Tony Leonard and Darren Wallage, five to go. Green flag flies. Down into corner number one and two, and Darren Wallage on the outside of the Alex Painting, number 60. Trying to go to the lead on the outside. Tony Leonard on the inside. Two veterans of this affordable fuel sportsman division. And look who's in third. Harry Ross White has moved into third in car number one.
Unbelievable restart this time by. This field is glued together, Tim. Whoa!
That downforce didn't help it. Salter around in corner number. And we got Adam Carter around on the front.
And that will draw the yellow flag. They're going to have to whoa it up, and the field does. We got Soldier around in the middle of turns 3-4. We got the 24 around backwards just past the start-finish line. Pace car will come back out onto the racetrack. 35 laps complete of 38. And how about Haas flexing some muscle here in this race? Getting some laps on for tomorrow's Dartmouth Dodge 200.
See, there's no pressure because that car won last week here with Matt Moore behind the wheel. So Haas has no pressure, right? He's got to win.
Yeah,
if
no
not, he's fired.
Pressure. No pressure at all.
It's a long winter, right?
It is. It is. How about the 54? Came a long way in this race, all the way from the back of the pack. He's got to push right up into that fourth slot. And same thing with Roman, the 38, another car that started deep in the field, and now he's in fifth. The field starts to form. Rob Bonus, starter here at Scotia Speed World, has got that rolled-up green flag in his hand. He shows everybody. Lights pop out atop of the Dodge. Field all side-by-side. What do we got, like 10 rows in the 24? Bringing up the rear as he went around to pull that caution out. Okay, pace car hits pit road. Things about to get loud here once again at Scotia Speed World Championship night, and that's all on the line.
Three laps to go. Green flag is back out. The 60 of Darren Wallage on the outside. Tony Leonard on the inside. It's been a while since both of these guys have been to victory lane. Haas in third. Roma battles side by side with Ryan. Sticks in the air, two laps to go this time. It's the 74 of Tony Leonard. The 08 of Matt Vaughn goes down to the inside line, trying to keep that thing clean. Jeffrey Breen on the outside will take position number 5. This time by, white flag flies, final lap in the season for the Affordable Fuel Sportsman Division.
Big chunk of debris, Tim, on the back stretch, and we've got the 10 around on the front stretch.
Down the back straightaway for the final time. Down through 3 and 4, they battled side by side. Oh, caution. Caution. Richard Salter around for, I think, the third time tonight.
Yeah, another piece of debris down
the
front stretch.
Oh, and the 90. Oh, he almost hit the 96. He missed the first time. Is he going to get him the second time?
No.
Hey, Joe, do you have a bell on this thing?
Yeah. The 10's got to think about this for a bit here. Yeah, I know emotions get high. But I don't think you want to do that on the last night of racing. 96 around.
And
the number 10 headed off the racetrack. He turned the 96 around.
Joe?
Yes?
10 car, black flag, aggressive driving.
That fits. That fits. 96 now heads off the racetrack.
I'm sure he's going to enjoy his time out in the box with Austin McDonald.
And he just may be doing that. I know we still have a little bit of debris to pick up. I believe there's some more down the front stretch.
Megan, we couldn't see that through the fog, but it looked to us like the 10 car may have spun the 96. That is on. Try it again. There you go. Is it on? Did you turn it off? You turned it off. How did you turn it off? Joe?
Yes?
Megan has an issue with her microphone.
Okay, Megan, you push that little red button on the bottom of that microphone, and you're going to be all set, as long as Tim's got your number one channel
on. It was off.
Ah.
Try that.
Test.
There.
Okay,
you go.
We're back. We're back. I forget the question.
She shut off her phone while she was eating cookies.
Ah.
Or her microphone. Okay, so we saw it in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Second time tonight. This is the last race until May, so I guess if you're going to get aggression out, you're going to get it out tonight, right?
Yep, this is the time to do it.
So now we have 2 laps to go, going to be a green-white checker. Who's got this thing?
Who's in the... Okay.
You've raced against both of these guys up front. You've
I
raced
have?
Against Tony. You've raced against Darren Wallace. Darren drove the 24 truck earlier this year.
Oh, okay. 74, Leonard has been on top of this, like, the whole night.
Yep.
So
Darren's going to have the outside line, though. How big is the advantage on the outside?
Depends how much Tony will let him squish him down.
The one car, Harry Ross White, is there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's going to be a driver to watch, the 38 of Travis Roma,
whoa,
the 54.
Travis Roma, he just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, where did he come from?
I don't know.
From the back.
From the back. Technically from West Chesacook.
Lights out the top of the pace car. All those questions, we're going to find out the answers right now.
Here we go. Tony Leonard and Darren Wallace. Green flag, 2 laps to go. Down into corners number 1 and 2, the 74 on the inside, keeping pace with the 60 of Darren Wallace. Haas in third, Vaughn in fifth, and in championship contention. White flag flies, final lap for the sportsman. 74 of Tony Leonard gets the advantage down into corner number 1. Here comes Haas to the inside of Darren Wallace. As the 3 veterans battle up front, the rookie is trying to win a championship. Checkered flag, it's Tony Leonard. And Vaughn comes home in 6th, your first ever rookie overall champion in the sportsman division here at Scotia.
A season worth of work all into one final night, and it pays off huge.
We'll remind everybody still to come. We have the Thunder and the Lightning divisions. Lightning within single digits in their championship chase. Tony Leonard to victory lane. Matt Vaughn told me earlier that if he wins the championship, it's coming back on rims. Watch for the celebration on the back straightaway. Here it comes. Well, not bad for an old fellow like you, Darren Wallage.
Not too bad, yeah.
Let's talk about the battle between you and Tony, because you guys put on an absolute show tonight.
That was awesome, bud.
And this car, I know you and Alex Payne have been working on this car all season long. Great to see it come home with a podium.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, bud. He's wanted me to take it and see if I could put a podium on it. It wasn't working very good. Come to find out the distributor was half giving him a hard time all year.
So where's the suit?
The suit?
The Kool-Aid suit. Out there. Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
It's Darren Wallage. How about this guy, Harry Ross White? What are you doing here?
Oh, having a little fun. Having a little fun. I was going to make the three wide to really make it exciting, but I thought, no, I better not.
Third place finish, you got to be happy with that?
Oh, I got to be thankful. I'm happy with that. I got to thank Mitch for letting me drive his car, and Pache Motors is on the car. Hans Insulators. What do we got? We got Mitch Blanchard undercoating, Falmouth Farm. What else we got? Spencer's Backhoe and Trucking. And anyway, I got to thank the guys. I appreciate them letting me give me the car to come out here and play a little bit tonight. I had fun.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow. Hopefully we have that much fun tomorrow.
There you go, Harry Ross White. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tony Leonard in victory lane. So a young fellow like you, when's the last time you won a sports race here?
I can't remember. I think I got all sometimers.
You and Darren Wallage put on a show tonight.
Yeah, I have to, like I say, that was fun. Like I say, we had an objective to do, but we had some fun, did a little bit of banging, and I have to give one to Matt. He had a hell of a year this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's Tony Leonard, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Vaughn, come over here. Rookie of the year, overall sportsman champion. Let's talk about that run. How nervous were you going through 38 laps?
I was a little worried there for a bit. Thanks. The car wasn't that good. I was just trying to keep tabs on Jordan, but then we went to take off. He just didn't go. I was going to wait for him. I wanted to race heads up. I was going to wait for him. We were going to race through the pack, but he stopped.
How big is this championship? I know throughout the season you were taking it race by race by race. We're here now. You're the champion.
Well, coming into the season, I just wanted to keep the car in one piece. I figured we'd be battling for fifth, but, I mean, I'll take it. I mean, the car was good all year. Thanks to Darren and everybody at Blair's Custom Metals, Jason and Aerotech, Phil, they're up there cheering. Everybody, all East Mechanical, Cosmini Excavating, they're up there. Fast Track, Adam Carter, my grandfather, Maddie, everybody.
So there's a party tonight, right?
A little one.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen, it's Matt Vaughn! Two to go, thunder and lightning coming up on the racetrack.
And Timmy, you just keep going up the stairs. I'm with the Sign Club, and I got cookies. I got everything down here. We're all set. We can't wait for the next race, buddy.
It's okay. The 92 team said they'd fix me up, Joe.
Oh, nothing like we've got down here, I'll tell you. What a beautiful night at Scotia Speed World. This is going to be a huge finish. I can see it coming.
Thunder and lightning set to come up. Close battle in the lightning division. Chris Hatcher's trying to make it a race in thunder. This one's going to be good.
Okay, we got to talk to the Sign Club here and get their thoughts before this race gets fired up. So, Tony, who are you going to take in this one?
It's definitely going to be Rafson or Richard Drake.
Okay, so you're taking Richard Drake. How about you?
Normally Richard, but the Chevy's been looking good tonight, so.
Yeah.
So which one? Which one are you going to take?
The only Chevy in the pack, 172 in the front there.
Okay.
It's the only Chevy in the pack, but he's not going to beat Richard.
Okay, how about you?
We're going with Richard.
Ah, Richard's got some fans here, Timmy.
Yeah, this one's going to be good. Ladies and gentlemen, this time by, we're going to give these drivers a wave off. This is the Lightning Division coming in. We have 4 points. Thibodeau needs to hold off Rational Richard. This time by, ladies and gentlemen, let's give these drivers a wave. They'll wave back at you, saluting you for coming out and supporting them all season long in the weekly racing series. There you go, Joe, you got it.
Oh, yeah, we got it. Hey, that's Scott Steckley lookalike cars in this one.
Yes, it is. Pace car is in. It's Ryan McGinnis and Chevy McDonald on the front row. David Jollymore, Mike Jollymore, Tom Stewart, your top five. Here they come through 3 and 4, 25 laps for the four cylinders. We are green.
Wow, what a difference sitting down here, Tim. Have you done this?
Have I done this?
Yeah, you need to do this.
Yes.
The cars come really close to you, man.
2 and 3 wide. These drivers putting on a show early. Travis Keefe, your rookie of the year in the 145, trying to make his way through. They're 4 wide behind them into the fog.
The sign club's keeping their eye on that 141 on the high side. That pink car, you can even see that one through the fog, Tim. Whoa, real high. We got trouble on the front stretch.
Bruce Larder, Chevy McDonald, and Steve Matthews. Caution, flag will fly.
Okay, that eliminates one.
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem.
We'll send the ambulance out. We'll remind you coming in, it's 4 points. Thibodeau leads Rational Richard. So it's simple. The 141 needs one car between himself and the 169 to tie. Then it would go to tiebreakers. If Richard were to win and tie Scott Thibodeau at 5 wins, it would go back to second place finishes, and Richard Drake has 3 compared to Scott Thibodeau 0. So, Joe, it could come down to a tiebreaker if that 141 car with that sign right beside you sticks one car between him and the 169.
Isn't that amazing, Tim, when a full season of hard work comes right down to a tie, potentially?
And a lot of these, we've had some rainouts. Let's call it what it is. These drivers have not had a rainout this season. This is their 14th race of the year.
Unreal.
So we've had some divisions. I'll bring back in Megan Perrott. Let's look at the truck standings. You guys even had 9 races this year. 9. Dan Smith had 9 races this year. So you guys had a lot. You guys were on pace with the Lightning cars until what happened. But 13 races, 14 tonight. This is a long season for them. We start in mid-May and we go into mid-September. You've got to learn to... Here we go. Hold on. Joe, we have another microphone malfunction. Hold on. I'm going to fix this. I'm magic fingers, apparently. And there okay. We go. Try it again.
I promise I didn't touch anything. It just kind of happens.
Okay.
It's Tim. It's Tim.
Yeah. Even, like, 14 races along, like, all the race months that we do. Like, May to September actually isn't that long. Like, it feels like we should get a whole bunch more. But
it feels like we just started.
Yeah.
And the season's over, except for the banquet.
Unfortunately.
Joe, are you coming to the banquet?
When is that?
October 28th.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe.
Tony, are you coming to the banquet? Bring the sign crew with you. Best Western Glengarry and Truro, October 28th. Tickets will be on sale at the office here in a couple of weeks, I'm sure. They have a great buffet.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I would know about a buffet. I'm waiting for some smart remark from Joe. Oh, yeah, pick up the microphone.
Okay. Yeah. No, I won't.
I haven't met a buffet that I haven't liked. Recently.
No, I'm not going to.
It's coming up on 20 after 10, which means the grill at the Wooden Door Bistro closes in 40 minutes, so we need to get a hurry on.
Well, we filled up before we come over here to the racetrack. That food at the Wooden Door Bistro, what a great spot.
Maybe if we sweet-talk Jolene down there. She's down there on the opposite side of you.
Is she?
She is Where? Down there with the Dave Matthews crew.
Where is she?
Joe, give us a wave. There she is. She's down there. You see her, Joe?
Her? No, I don't. I'm looking the wrong way.
Maybe if you stand up. That way. There you go. Stand up.
Oh, I see her down there.
Yep.
Cool.
She's cheering for Dave Matthews.
Tim, you know what I did?
I don't know. What did you do?
Took a picture of the car that's in the lead that looks like Scott Steckley's.
Yep.
And I just direct messaged him. and said, Scott, you're in the lead. Do you know what he said?
What did he say?
Very cool.
There you go.
Very cool. So Scott Steckley's tuned in.
We've got some stay dry being put down, and we have a red flag coming out. Joe, give us a report down there. I can't see through the fog.
Well, it's foggy down here on the track, Tim. But Rob Bonus has still got his shorts on, so we're good to go.
Well, you can see those legs from a mile away.
When doesn't he have the shorts on, though?
I don't know. There's Rob's sign. There he is. So we have a medical issue that we have to tend to in the pits. That's why we are under the red flag. So we have to make sure the ambulance is back in place and everything is good back in the pits. We want to thank everybody for sticking with us here this season and this evening. We still have one feature to go, the Thunder Division, coming up following the Lightning. I see Mark McMillan has joined us over here. Did you know it's the 3-year anniversary since Mark won his championship back in, 13, 14?
Well,
it's been a while.
It seems like now is the perfect time to renew that. Like, it's the anniversary. Let's go.
Mark should be out here in this race. I guess he didn't get the fuel pump fixed.
Oh.
Tina hasn't had time to put her magic on the car. No. But you look at the Bandolero division, obviously Dylan's been tearing it up in the beginner division this year. It's really great to see them out here, and bigger and better things next year, too. That means Mark's moving to a sportsman, but we didn't tell anybody that. I'm getting the look from Tina, so I'm assuming that means no. And there's one of the hardest working gentlemen on the front straight away, besides Rob Bonus. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for John Bull. One of the gentlemen you don't see very often, but he does do a lot of work in the pits. He'll be running around tomorrow for the Maritime League of Legends Tour and handing out bottles of water now to the drivers. Once again, the 101, David Jollymore. The 171 is Tom Stewart. 100 is Mike Jollymore. Really great to see Daryl Sullivan back here in the 188 car. The 145, Travis Keefe. The 160, Ryan McGinnis. As there goes the 172, is Chevy McDonald off the racetrack. Give him a wave as he goes by. Jamie Dillman, 158. Tyler Hallahan, 122. Rational Richard in the 141. The 169, Scott Thibodeau. Big Daddy, the 107, of Kenny Hopper. And Marshall Bazanson in the 106. You know, Joe, we talked about hardest working men around here. I have found Timmy Harvey, which is the exact opposite. He smelt food. He is in here. What are you doing in here?
Oh, just taking a break.
In a few minutes, we're probably not going to be able to see your leaderboard, so you might be out of a job.
It's hard to see turn one and two, and now it's really getting hard to see the backstretch, so I'm not real sure what's going to happen.
I can't see the tech shed. We've lost the tech shed.
We should get Lawrence out there blowing air.
Oh, he has a lot of it, doesn't he?
Oh, he's got a fair amount. He's okay enough to blow it away. I'd say we get everybody in the stands to start blowing the fog away. And it might work.
Is that how it works in Lance?
Yeah, it's just down over the hill.
Just move it down over the hill. Move it over to the airport. We don't need it over here. We've seen Cassius Clark win a 250 in the fog before. It can happen. I mean, the only thing we can see Ravishing Rick, he's got his vest on. We can see Rob Bonus because of his legs. Don't say that. That's not very nice. We can see Mike McCarthy in the infield, working hard in the infield. We can't see him, but he can hear us. That's good.
Hey, Tim.
What's up?
Want a cookie?
I have a cookie up here.
No, you can't have it. There are mini Chips Ahoy, too. Hey, Rob, you want a cookie? You want a cookie?
I had Smarties.
You had Smarties. Tim, you didn't get any Smarties, did you?
Joe. Megan needs batteries in her microphone.
Oh.
Yeah.
I told you I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah. We just got to wait for Brad Mann.
Oh, yeah.
He's the battery man.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
We call him many things. Apparently, he's the battery man now, too, right?
Tim, you wouldn't happen to have two spare batteries.
I don't. Well, actually, I lie.
I might. Let me go Rob from the other microphone. Stand
well,
by.
Well, you know what else?
You carry the show with Rob.
Okay, that's what we'll do.
Go interview Rob Bonus.
I will. Okay, Robbie, starter here. What do you think of championship night so far?
I think it's been pretty wild so far. Those are pretty exciting races we've had. And not to step out of line here, but we've had some excitement on the other side.
pretty wild. Is the track, can you feel this moisture on the speedway?
I can't feel it on the track, but I can definitely feel it in the fabric of the flags. They're getting a little damp up there.
And if you had your pants on, you'd probably be a little drier.
No, I'd probably be way overheated. I don't know what you people with your jackets on are for. I don't understand. It's still summer. I will be wearing shorts next weekend. Yes, it is, you know, the middle of the Atlantic, but I'll be there in Newfoundland wearing shorts.
Just so you know, I checked the forecast looking like, I don't know, 12, 13 degrees daytime. Might be a little cooler than that at night. Are you sure?
Yeah, these are my winter shorts. They're also my summer shorts, but, you know.
You've been like that since practice day, right?
Yeah, I have not gone to the track yet in a pair of pants. It's just sort of a habit, and, you know, that's my thing, I guess.
How long have you been a starter?
This is my third season here with Scotia, and many, many years ago at Exhibition Park, there was another track, and I was a flagman there for a little bit until the end of that track, and then I came here for a while and back on the flag stand.
You absolutely do a fantastic job up there. Art Steves, also here, getting ready for tomorrow. Is Art one of those guys you used to watch and sort of say, you know what, I want to do what he's doing?
Absolutely. Art is an icon in the Maritimes. He's well known all over the East Coast, and it's an absolute honor working with Art on Saturdays, being his assistant starter on the Pro Stock Tour. And, you know, any flagman, if they say Art isn't an influence, they're lying.
Yeah, no kidding. We haven't seen you up on the pipes yet. Are you going to do that? That's his trademark.
That's his thing. My thing, I don't know if anybody notices, I'm a little taller than most flagmen that have been on that stand. That railing doesn't really come to my waist, so standing on the railing is probably stupid on my part.
Well, yeah, but just being up on that flag stand, have you been up there and had a close call yet?
Not many people were here last week during practice, but the legend car that flipped started right underneath the starter stand.
Which one?
Right side up one side. It was
Rob,
upside down the next.
Rob, whoa. Rob, which one? You said legend car flip. Which one?
Oh, that was Tyler Hawes. That's the one I watched the bottom of go past me. But many, many years ago at Exhibition Park, I threw a green. I turned around. There was a hood flying at my head.
So when you see the NASCAR officials wearing a helmet, might be a good idea, right?
Yeah, you know, that's their thing. You know, I like to live a little dangerously. They kind of call us fools when they came down and saw us stand on the flag stand with nothing on more than shorts and T-shirts. But, you know, teach their zone, I guess.
It's like riding a motorcycle with a helmet or without, right? Some California, they don't wear a helmet. They like feeling the wind in the hair.
Yep. Just like going to Loudoun in New Hampshire and every bike you pass by, their hair is blowing in the breeze. And half of them are in shorts and T-shirts. But I guess they change their mind after the first time they go for a lay down on the highway.
Yeah, I can well imagine. Buddy, you do a dynamite job at this racetrack, and I know everybody here appreciates it.
Thank you, Joe. You and your entire crew with Racetime Radio, fantastic year in, year out. And it's going to be great to go over and actually see you in your other capacity as race director in Newfoundland.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a lot of fun out there. We've been having a gas. What a racetrack. And it's totally different on the rock. You're going to find out. You and I are going to have some fun next weekend.
Absolutely. That's why I'm going. I'm going for fun. I haven't actually gone to a track in a while just to watch a race. So this is going to be kind of cool.
Well, next weekend you'll be my guest out there. We're going to have a lot of fun. We still got this one to get in the books. How about tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow?
I'll be here with the Maritime Pro Stock Tour, and I'll be helping out Art on the flag stand and crowning another champion at the end of the night.
Too cool. How about, is this going to be it? Tomorrow's your last race, or do you got future plans? You going to pick up the flags? Are you done?
Yeah, there might be something in the future, maybe next month, but, you know, I don't discuss other places.
Yeah, he's quiet about that. Okay, Robbie Bonus, everybody, what a starter. Good job on him. Timmy, what a guy. He's a lot of fun, and I remember being here, I believe, it was race number one, and mighty cold outside. Jerry and Josh and Brad, all of us were looking for jackets, and I was standing on pit road in my winter jacket. Rob Bonus was still out there in his shorts. I thought the man was crazy.
And we do need to give him credit. Last week, when that 67 car, Dylan Blankhorn, ended up going up in flames, the first one to that car wasn't the cleanup crew. It was the old flag man that we have here at Scotia, Rob Bonus.
Yeah, dynamite job. You got to know that when you're in a race car, you want to make sure you're surrounded by the best. And I'll tell you, these drivers out here, I've got the best all the way around the racetrack. It's kind of cool to see, and that's why they race so hard.
So we are under the red flag. If you're listening to us in Race Time Radio, we had a small situation following the Sportsman race in the pits. You can probably put two and two together. But we are waiting to make sure all of our safety vehicles are back in place before we do go back to green flag racing. So that's why we are under the red flag. And here is Tara Foster. And she's gone. Okay. Joe, it's amazing how that happens. You mentioned her name and she leaves.
Not now. I'm eating a cookie. I love the sign club. How about you, Tim? Where do you head off to next? I know you're going to be with us.
I'm here tomorrow.
You're here tomorrow out at Eastbound, and then...
We got one in between there.
I'm
heading to Yarmouth on Sunday. Lake Dowsett Motor Speedway, their season finale.
Oh, that's the dirt track, right?
Nope, that is the high banked half mile.
Really?
Yep.
Where's that?
That's just outside of Yarmouth.
When did they build that?
That's been a while. Brian Perrott raced there, so I mean it's got to be a while, right? Right, Megan?
Oh yeah.
Is it a racetrack, Tim, that just came back online recently?
No, it's club run.
Yeah.
It's been run by the same club for I think 6 or 7 years now. The Napa Sportsman Series used to go there. Colby Smith won a race down there. Steve Ross took home, I think, $8,000 one night from there.
And it's a half mile.
They say it's a half mile around the middle.
You think maybe I better get out a little more?
Well, you can come with it. What time does your WestJet leave? You got a show on Sunday.
I do. Yeah, we got a show to do. And for those that are listening in, wondering what's coming up on Sunday, if you miss the Dartmouth Dodge 200, you really shouldn't, you're going to get a treat because we're going to take the best out of this weekend at Scotia Speed World, and we're going to share it with the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's going to be great to relive that, relive the season. And we mentioned the Scotia Speed World Banquet is our next event per se here as a racetrack on October 28th. Best Western, Glengarry, and Truro. The next weekend, we're in Charlottetown at the Delta Prince Edward for the Maritime Pro Stock Tour Banquet. That's going to be a fun time. Have you ever been to a banquet on the island, Joe?
Never.
Have you ever been to a party on the island?
No.
Oh, boy. You need to get over there for one of those. I don't know if you can handle that.
I got a PEI sweater, though.
Well, that's close. Have you ever had... Robbie McLean makes the best gummy bears.
Really?
Yes. Just don't go boating with him. He'll get you lost on a 3-hour tour. Just ask Craig Slonwhite.
The Sign Club has good cookies, Tim.
They do look good. Are they coming tomorrow?
No, tied up.
Nope, tied up. So are they going to leave you with the Craig Slonwhite sign?
They are going to be tuned in on racetimeradio.com so they don't miss a lap.
They do have one sign there, though, for one of the pro stock guys. So,
oh, Tony's digging it out. We'll find out what it is. These guys do an amazing job on all these signs.
They do.
Oh.
There you go. Look at that.
Look at that. Craig Slonwhite. And it's even autographed. How about that? Who else you got in there? Let's see. Let's see all these ones.
Joe is digging.
Travis Roma. We got the 37. It's awesome. Okay. Valley Boy. How about that? Danny Chisholm. 87. Corey Hall. The 08. The 13. Unreal. Drew McEachran.
Keep digging.
Okay. What do we got? Twitter. Are you guys on Twitter? Oh, the Twitter guy.
That's Pat Healy. He does a great job here.
Oh, Patty's incredible. The sign crew. Look at that. Get your own there. Okay. 23. Megan Perrott. I know Megan. Mighty Meg in the 10, the truck.
Geez, if you drive a sportsman, they're going to need another sign.
Jason, the track
sounds
guy.
Sounds like a plan.
The 99, Dave Matthews. Remember that race last year, Tim?
Yes, I do.
You and I were talking about that last week.
Yes, we were on Racetime Radio on the SiriusXM show.
Pretty exciting stuff. 141, that's the choice of sign for this race here. Rob, that's got to be the bonus guy. And Tim Terry, the voice of SSW. Good job, guys. Good job. Those are true race fans. Real cool. I can see Robbie getting a couple of... Oh, he's going to fire him up. We're going to go back racing. So, Tim, reset the stage for us here. If anybody just tuned in, who is going for the championship here? Who's the one to keep your eye on and how close the battle?
The 141 Irrational Richard needs to find 4 points between himself and Scott Thibodeau. So he needs to put one car in between them. He cannot win the tiebreaker if he does not win the feature.
Okay, which car is Scott Thibodeau?
169.
169. So third spot?
Nope.
141
and 169 are right behind each other. You might not be able to see them. They're on the back straightaway.
Okay, I'll wait till they come back up. Oh, there you go. I see the 169. So he's got one on the 169 right now.
He needs at least one more to tie.
One more to tie.
And he cannot win a tiebreaker if he does not win the race. If he wins the race, they would each have 5 feature victories. It would go to second place finishes, and Drake would have the tiebreaker on second place finishes. But he's got to win the race first.
So, Tim, these are all Dodge Neons, other than a couple of Chevys. I think there was one, just the one Chevy.
And he's done for the night after and what happened in turn 4.
A little bit of a wreck.
Yep. Tough break for Chevy McDonald.
So, at this glass, what is it? Set up by engine size? Is that why?
Every 4-cylinder car that you want to get in that's not dual overhead cam and will pass Lawrence's rule book is in this division except for Hondas and... Well, we haven't had a Volkswagen or a Subaru recently in our Thunder division, but they would fit in Thunder as well.
Great class here at Scotia Speed World. Always exciting. This is the class, Tim, correct me if I'm wrong, went like 290 laps or
Thunder.
Something? Oh,
Thunder.
Was it Thunder?
It was 214 laps.
Without a yellow flag.
All the way to the Cat 250 weekend for a couple of years ago.
Unreal. And then we were here the night that the yellow flag did sort of make its appearance.
And it came out for a tire off the 31 car. Matthew Warren. I remember that.
Yeah. Pretty exciting stuff. Okay, the field all doubles up. Robbie indicates to the field, okay, boys, get her together.
We're still waiting for our safety crew to get back into place. The medical emergency that we had in the pit area, the ambulance is there. We're just waiting for our ambulance to get back into place so we can complete this feature. We still have the Thunder feature to come as well.
Good deal. 2 laps in this one. What's the distance? 25?
25.
Yeah.
Rolled up green next time by. We're going to let him loose. 23 laps to go. Okay, Megan, who do you got on this one? Who do you think is going to win this?
I'm not all familiar with this division, but I want to say the pink car.
The pink car.
The pink
car. Okay. There you go. Sign Club's happy.
Here we go. Pace car in. The Lightning division has 23 laps to go. It's David Jollymore and the 171 of Tom Stewart. Green flag flies. We're back underway. Richard Drake got a great start on that one. He puts the one car in between him that he needs. And looks at the 160 of Ryan McGinnis. Richard Drake got the break on that restart, middle of the pack. Meanwhile, up in front, Tom Stewart trying to win his first career Lightning car feature. As he's got 2 lengths on the 101 of David Jollymore, the 100 of Mike Jollymore, and the 145, your rookie of the year, Travis Keefe. Man, the 141 of Richard Drake is moving through this field. He knows what he has to do.
Yeah, he's sneaking up there, Tim. Having a look up the inside of that 158, don't know whether he's going to be able to make the move there. He's real quick off the corner. Watch this.
Side by side for position number two. Travis Keefe, new car for him. That car's been to Victory Lane a couple of times this season with Devin Smith behind the wheel. And now Travis Keefe, your Tim Hortons at the Airport Rookie of the Year, moves to second. Travis Keefe is on the back bumper of the 171 of Tom Stewart. Stewart has been on the podium the last couple of weeks looking to lock down his first feature victory, but Travis Keefe trying to do the same. They swapped a little bit of paint this year.
Tim, is the win worth any more points than second place? Because you can see Thibodeau isn't letting that 141 get out of sight.
Absolutely not. But if the 141 can win and Thibodeau finishes in position number three, it would be tied, and it would go to Rational Richard. So he's got to win this race as Rational Richard, and he needs one of those two cars in front of him to be in front of Thibodeau. Neither have won a championship before, so whoever wins this one, I'm sure, is going to be a little bit happy. Rational Richard to the inside of Travis Keefe. Does he make it three wide down the back straightaway? Stewart on that inside line. Tom Stewart, Travis Keefe, they're going for their first career feature victory. Thibodeau and Drake behind them going for a championship. 10 laps completed.
What a race at the front of the field here. We got four of them all knotted up at the front. And now a little separation. 171 has got a little running room, but there's a lap car, Tim, right there.
And that's the teammate to the 141. Bruce Larder goes to the inside. And the 141 of Rational Richard to the point. It opened the door for Scott Thibodeau, though. Thibodeau looking to the inside of the 171. Second place and right now championship position for Thibodeau. And look at Steve Matthews coming through the field. They found something in that 198 car. Matthews drove at Riverside in a sportsman car last week, and he's going to go three wide down the back. Pulls his foot out of it. Yeah, maybe. Keefe going to take third. Stewart hanging on the right rear corner. Travis Keefe, as they have been all season long, tooth and nail. But up in front continues to be Rational Richard leading Thibodeau. As they run, Rational Richard would come up 2 points short. Can Steve Matthews, Tom Stewart, Travis Keefe, or David Jollymore step it up here? This time by 10 to go in the season for the Torsec Lightning Division.
Kind of fitting, isn't it, Tim? The two guys do a battle in the championship with 15 in the books are running nose to tail down the backstretch.
Well, Richard Drake has been solid all season long, but especially at the end of the season, he's racked up four of the last six feature victories in that 141 car. He hadn't won prior to the month of August, and he's lit it up the last month and a half. But Thibodeau in the 169 car, as long as he can keep that thing together, he'll come away with a championship. The last thing that he wants is a caution flag right now. Travis Keefe has that thing hooked up, but does he have enough time and does he have enough under the hood to reel in the 169 of Thibodeau?
Three wide at the back, Tim. Look at this on the exit of turn four.
Darrell Sullivan, Bruce Larder going a lap down. That's Jamie Dillman to the inside. And Mike Jollymore begins to move in the 100. Rational Richard, by the looks of it, has one of the best race cars here. He's pulling away from Thibodeau. And is Travis Keefe catching the 169? 145 is closing in. Does he have enough time?
It looks like he is, Tim. 18 complete now, 19 at the line.
They work down the back straightaway. Travis Keefe closing in. He is your Rookie of the Year this year. But he wants a little bit more here in the late stages of this season. Five laps to go as they run down through one and two. Steve Matthews is quick. Travis Keefe is quick. Thibodeau trying to wrap up a championship. Four laps to go this time by. Two points of difference right now. Rational Richard needs one more car between he and the 169. Keefe is closing, but he may run out of time. Lap traffic ahead of the 141 by about a half straightaway. I don't think he'll get there. Sticks in the air this time. Two laps to go for Rational Richard.
Yeah, that 141, Tim, checking out.
Got some lap traffic. Bruce Larder and Ryan McGinnis. Down through three and four. White Silk will fly this time. One lap to go for Rational Richard. Thibodeau in second. He's got five lengths on Travis Keefe as he goes to the outside of Bruce Larder. Down the back straightaway for the final time. Rational Richard working through three and four. He'll come to the checkered flag and his fifth win of the season. Rational Richard wins it. Scott Thibodeau will come to the championship and Travis Keefe is your rookie of the year. We'll go down trackside and talk to your top three finishers. In the Torsec Lightning Division, one to go. The Thunder Division up next.
Whoa, we got one bouncing off the fence here. One last kiss off the fence to end 2017 for this division here at Scotia Speed World. How about that for a race? And the Sign Club has made adjustments to the 141, added another checkered flag. Tony, is that what you guys do? You add more flags when the driver wins?
That's right. For every feature or heat win they get a flag on their sign.
That's perfect. Have a look at this. Oh, yeah, look at the brakes heating up on that one. That's a little bit. Yeah, that's good.
Cleanup crew's coming, Joe. We got a fire on the 145.
Well, yeah, it's a little one. It's just a little bit of a brake fire. Got your marshmallows?
We'll come over here and talk to Travis Keefe.
Oh, there you go. Driver blew it out.
Travis, come here. You're the rookie of the year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk about this run, though. Another great run for you. Another podium finish.
Yeah, I got to say thank you to everybody that's come on board to help us. We're not in our car, but I got to say thanks to Smith Brothers Racing for letting us run their car. Kind of burnt her up a bit, but hey.
We're going to see you back here next year?
We're going to try. Hopefully we can build a new car in time.
Congratulations. That's Travis Keefe, your rookie of the year. Over here for, well, he's getting out of the car. Unofficially, Scott Thibodeau, 2 points. You're the champion this year.
We got some lucky there. I don't know what was going on with the car there. It was shutting off on us the last 10, 12 laps, and we were lucky to make it this far.
Second place. It's another podium finish, but more importantly, you had three goals this year, or two goals, win both 50s, and win the championship.
Yeah, we sure did, and we really got lucky on that one. We hit a ton on the right front, and I didn't know if we were going to make it through or not, but we managed to pull her through, and we got her.
And finally, a championship here. I know you've been trying for a few years.
Yeah, it's great. I don't even know what to say about that.
Congratulations. Time to celebrate.
Thank you.
That's Scott Thibodeau, your champion, and Rational Richard. It wasn't without trying, buddy. Fifth win of the season. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You were pulling away from Scott there at the end. It looked like you were on cruise control for most of it out there.
Yeah, the car's working great. I mean, really happy at the end of the day. I mean, it couldn't have worked out better. One of us got the championship. One of us got the win. I'm really delighted to be ending on a high note this season.
And it came down to 2 points. Couldn't get any closer.
No, not at all. Definitely exciting for the fans and exciting for us too, right? You never know how it's going to happen. I'd really like to thank, I got to thank all my sponsors this year. Covey's Auto Recyclers. They've been with us since 2010. They've just been amazing, and actually with my dad before then, B&R Roofing has given us a ton of help. Obviously, my dad at Kinetic Auto, please go visit him. Fisher Transport and Design Shop for all the vinyls. And finally, of course, most importantly, perhaps Torsec for our division, and CarStar for the weekly series. I'm just so thankful and happy to be here, and thank you, everyone.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Rational Richard, fifth feature win on the year, and they added another checkered flag to the sign as well. One to go, Torsec Thunder. Joe, what do you got in your hand?
I got a sign. That's going to go up in the Racetime Radio studio.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
Turn around. Where'd 92 team gave me cookies. Did you get?
Where?
Right here.
You got that? Oh.
And you're not having any.
Come on. I saved you some.
Well, we got cookies here. I'll share with some fans. How do you get these open? There you go. Take a cookie. There you go.
Thank you.
No more. We're good. There you go. Megan ate half the cookies up there anyway, so here, have a cookie.
It's cheat day. Leave me alone.
It's cheat day. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I'm on the seafood diet. I eat what I see. Thunder on the Hill coming to the racetrack. I know Jerry Paxton will have a cookie. There you go, Jerry. Larry, do you want a cookie? Chelsea, no, we're good. Okay, I got to go call a race now. Final one on the CARSTAR Weekly Racing Series. It's Thunder on the Hill. It's led by Greg McKay. Nick Baker in the 88, Darren Fleming 22, Mark Williams 23. The Iron Man, the 13, Drew McEachran. Neil Mayu 71, Jesse DeVoe 51, Richard Ramsey 46. Tyler Welsh in the 08. Dave Matthews, 99, your point leader, and the 11 is Chris Hatcher. For the final time this season, ladies and gentlemen, this time by, let's give these drivers a wave off and send them off for 25 laps. The best four-cylinder drivers in Atlantic Canada coming at you. Let's wave these drivers on, and they'll wave back at you, saluting you for sticking it out this evening on the CARSTAR Weekly Racing Series finale. This is it. Coming in, it's 18 points between Dave Matthews and Chris Hatcher. Essentially, Chris Hatcher has to win and Dave Matthews has to break. Green flag flies. We're underway for 25 laps. Nick Baker to the lead, looking for his second career feature victory. Greg McKay on the inside of Mark Williams. Darren Fleming, the rookie in the 22, and Neil Mayus on the inside. Mayus will pick up the Rookie of the Year award this season. And he battles with the driver he's battled all season long for the Rookie of the Year award, Darren Fleming on the outside. Three laps completed. It's Nick Baker up in front. Keep Chris Hatcher in sight, and Dave Matthews will win a third championship here at the Speed World. He's got Hatcher behind him as he battles with Darren Fleming in car number 22. Fleming trying to get a top five run here. Chris Hatcher to the inside. Jesse DeVoe on their back bumper. The Iron Man, Drew McEachran, in his first race in that race car. Oh, little contact. Fleming and DeVoe. Mark Williams closing in on Nick Baker. Both won their first features earlier this season. Hatcher on the back bumper of Matthews. Warning flag being put up. Up in front continues to be the 88 of Nick Baker. 23 of Mark Williams, your Rookie of the Year, has made his way to third. Neil Mayus, and they battle side by side for fourth. Your two championship contenders, Dave Matthews and Chris Hatcher. Can Williams close in the 23? Trying to reel in the 88 of Baker. 9 laps completed this time of the 25. Hatcher continues to be side by side with Dave Matthews, with Darren Fleming looking on from position number 6. Matthews gets the run into corner number 2, tries to clear the 11. 10 laps completed for Baker. 99 and Matthews continues to have the 11 on the outside. And here comes Darren Fleming, the CJ Drywall, number 22. And the 51 of Jesse DeVoe driving for TJ Greenlawn Landscape. Tyler Welsh goes a lap down in the 08 car. Continues to be side-by-side, door-to-door between the 99 of Matthews and the 11 of Hatcher. 51 at Jesse DeVoe, and here comes the 42 of Greg McKay, a part of the conversation. The gap has closed, the 23 of Williams. On the back bumper of the Duron Atlantic, car number 88, we are halfway home. Top two have broken away, the 71 and Neil Meuse in third. Richard Ramsey pulls down to let that battle for fourth go on by. 22 of Darren Fleming trying to break into the top five. He's past the 11 of Hatcher. 51 of Jesse DeVoe in that train as well with 10 laps remaining in this one. Car of Williams trying to take away the lead from Baker. Meuse in third, your champion in waiting, Dave Matthews in fourth. Jesse DeVoe trying to claw his way to a top five run. He and Darren Fleming and Greg McKay putting some pressure on the 99 and the 11. Hatcher dives it down to the inside. Can't get there on Matthews. Williams driving the wheels off the 23, trying to get by the 88 of Baker. That battle for position number 4, one of the best battles on the racetrack. You can throw a blanket over those 5. 51 of Jesse DeVoe trying to get back on the leaderboard in position number 5, but he's got to get by the Haystack Media Productions, car number 11. Top two running away, putting on a show. Neil Meuse trying to close in, but can he get there? There's 5 laps to go this time by. Tyler Welsh going to go a lap down. It closes in the 23. Baker had to let out of the throttle. Williams is there. 88 sails it up the racetrack. The 23 trying to keep it pinned to the inside. 4 laps to go. Hatcher has got to the outside of Matthews. DeVoe has Fleming to the outside. That's for fourth on back. 23 waiting to make a move on the 88. Does he have enough time? Down the back straightaway, 2.5 laps left to go. Neil Meuse is closing in, but he might run out of time here. He can see those two leaders in front of him. 2 laps to go right here for the 88. 23 looks to the inside. Mark Williams. Baker slams the door down to the corner number 1. The 23 is there. Going to come down to the final lap of this one. White flag will fly this time. Baker, Williams, and Neil Meuse, your top 3. Matthews battling with Hatcher. Does the 23 have anything left? Down the back straightaway for the final time in this Torsec Thunder Division. 23 tries to make it happen. It's not going to work. Baker to victory lane. Williams and Meuse, your top 3. We want to thank everybody for coming out this evening. We're going to come down and talk to your champion and the top three in the Thunder Division. Tomorrow at 4, it's the Dartmouth Dodge 200 and the Maritime League of Legends Tour R&E Performance 50. Your Tim Hortons at the Airport Rookie of the Year this season. And your third place finisher, Neil Meuse in the 71. Well, you were closing in on the top two.
Yeah, after the heat I had today, I didn't think I had a car to compete in the future, but changed a few tires and did a few adjustments, and she lit up.
Third place finish, can't complain. What about this season, Rookie of the Year?
That's a great season. I didn't have a, couldn't ask for any better time this year. I come here my first year up here, had a great time, great bunch of guys to run with. Had a few podiums, Rookie of the Year. So I'd like to thank Torsec and Tim Hortons at the airport, CarStar, Scotia Speed World for doing such a great job, and all the fans for sticking out at the end to watch us every night. That's great.
Congratulations. See you at the banquet.
Thank you. I will be there.
That's Neil Meuse. Second place.
Okay. I'm going to take care of the interview with Mark. Fancy seeing you here. So you pulled off a second place finish. We saw you were trying to look for first there.
Yeah, it was a little loose. I didn't find there was a whole lot of grip here tonight. Nick was good on the bottom, and I didn't think I had anything on the top. I seen the 71 getting bigger in my mirror, so I was content just following Nick to get out of here in second place.
Okay, so you have the tour tomorrow at Miramichi, correct?
We do. We the East Coast Mini Stock Tour, race number 4, I think, in Miramichi tomorrow. You should be in this car.
No, you pulled off a hell of a lot more than I could. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Megan.
Baker, it's about time, buddy. Congratulations. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, sir, man. It's been rough the last couple weeks getting hit in the wall and hit last week. I had to do a bunch of straightening. It's been a hell of a ride for us. I got to thank everybody, Duron Atlantic, Moduform, everybody on that side of the fence, the boys from Lively Motorsports, they helped me out a lot. I got to thank my mom, my dad, everybody in my pit, and it's a long time getting here and busy off season.
And not only did you have to watch in front of you, you had that guy behind you, Mark Williams.
Oh, Mark was real, really close. I didn't know if I was going to be able to hold him off the last couple of laps. I got a little bit loose and managed to hold him off, so I'll take it.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Mr. Terry.
That's Nick Baker, and we'll save the best for last. Ladies and gentlemen, 3-time Torsec Thundercar champion Dave Matthews. Congratulations.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it.
Let's talk about that battle with you and Chris Hatcher there.
Well, you know, Chris has been a rocket ship the last little while, and it just so happens that he had to get stuck behind me the last race, which worked out pretty good because I'm hard to get by.
Tim Webster's won 2 of these. Stevie Lively's won 2 of these. You've won 3 now. One of the best four-cylinder drivers here in Halifax.
Thanks, Tim. Man, you got to lose one to win one, and I know I've lost a few of them. So thanks to all the fans that stuck around, and thanks to Keith Gaspar. Good job, Baker. And Corridor Glass and Quality Auto for helping me out throughout the year. Thanks to my mom, my girlfriend, my little girl Bristol, and her friend Jill, my cousin, everybody that always comes out to support me and something that I love to do. Much appreciated.
Now, when's the party at the Bistro? Because they're closed over there now, right?
The Bistro's closed. I got to go to Mirror Machine race in the morning, so I don't know how much partying I'm going to do.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Tim.
Dave Matthews to Victory Lane. How about that? What a show. We want to thank everybody for sticking with us here on the finale night. We run tomorrow at 4, Dartmouth Dodge 200. Where is Megan going? Rob, where's she going?
I think I lost my job.
You lost your, well, probably. Where's the flag? I don't know where the flags are.
Put them away.
The flags are gone. Season's over. Flags are gone. You can play with the light switch, though. Until tomorrow, my name is Tim Terry, the voice of the Maritime Pro Stock Tour. We'll see you tomorrow at 4. Keep the hammer down. We'll see you at the track.